BBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
These headphones don't work. Not supposed to mention it, but if they don't work, you've got to mention it, haven't you? So, let's try these ones. Oh, dear. What an exciting start to the week it's going to be. No. These ones don't work either. Maybe it's that slots. We'll get emails about this. There'll be emails. Hello, hello. No. Someone want to play a song or something while we sort these out? Try this slot. I don't think this slot's working at all. No, that's not working at all. And that's only got one ear coming out. Oh dear.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening.
Good. Can we get some? Because I can't hear what I'm doing. Lovely. Do you want to put me up? No, do you know what? These ones don't bloody work either. Well, this is exciting, isn't it? Well, we're all going to get told off for this, but to be honest...
You need a little imagination.
Couldn't care less. Let's play a song while we sort out the technical problem that is the state of the headphones at LBC 97.3. I thank you.
And now comes the letter U. When they're together, they're a word, and they're the best name in the world. If you want me to, here's what I could do. I could sing this song I wrote just for you.
To leave you and go away, but I think about you every day, in the morning and in the afternoon. I wish that I could see you soon, and when I held you I felt so fine. It was like there was nothing left on my mind. It was like Rockaway Beach in the month of June. I wish that I could see you soon. I had no plans to meet you, baby. I had a million things to do, baby. But you hit my heart with a heart.
We get new bosses. Can they spend some money on some decent headphones and stuff, please? Any chance of doing that? Even these ones aren't great. In fact, these ones aren't even working as well. Can we go home now? Is it... Are we allowed to go home now? You're listening to London's LBC 97.3, the home of what appears to be awful headphones. I think we're going to have to move into the other studio, if that's all right. I do apologise for this, dear listener. These things happen from time to time. When you're working in the busy world of speech-based radio, sometimes bits and pieces don't work. You're listening to a rare moment. It could be the collapse of the whole station as we know it. Who knows? But there is not one set of headphones in this studio that actually work. And we're all going to get emails, all three of us. Get an email. How could this happen? You're not supposed to talk about this. Oh, well, it happens. Anyway, we've got plenty of stuff to talk about today, which is all very, very exciting. And we may take another break as we move into a different studio at some point. And I'm doing the show without headphones, which is crazy. But, so, If you go to the LBC website, ladies and gentlemen, lbc.co.uk, and go to my page, and go to the photos, you will see pictures, photographs, taken by my own very fair hand, of just the most terrifying thing I have ever had to deal with in my life, in my flat. Now, they're under the news about the show section. And then click on pictures. You'll see some freaky pictures of how my flat, this today, in fact, was infiltrated by hundreds, literally hundreds, of ladybirds, which was terrifying. It wasn't just like one or two. I've noticed for the last 2 or 3 weeks, more than your average number of ladybirds throughout the flat, just, you know, in the hallway and in the spare room and all of that. And it's been a little bit odd. I thought nothing of it, really. I thought it was an unusual number, but there's nothing too odd about it. And then today I was watching Jeremy Kyle. By the way, every story I tell you from now on pretty much revolves around Kyle. Pretty much revolves around Kyle. I'm always either watching Kyle or thinking about Kyle or pretending to be Kyle. That's the new thing I do around the flat, is pretend to be Jeremy Kyle. I looked up at the window. And by the way, you can call in at any point, 0845 6060 973. We'll actually put you on air after 4:15 when I've moved to a different studio where things were. I do apologise for the slight inconvenience. But 0845 6060 973. So I looked up at the window and I thought, that's odd. There's a little bit of mould on what are comparatively new windows. And I thought, hang on, that mould is moving. So I put Kyle on pause. It was a good one as well. It was about, it was a DNA test was being done, which is always high class. So I went out to look, got up and had a look at the window, and there was like about a dozen ladybirds in kind of like some ladybird ball. And that was weird. And then I looked at the next window, and there were about 50 of them. 50 ladybirds. And ladybirds are the only bug or insect that I'm kind of all right with, that I don't mind touching, and I don't mind, you know, I can sort of handle them. But there were so many of them, it was freaking me out, man. It was totally freaking me out and making me feel very, very uncomfortable. Chris, put him on after 4:15, so I can't hear them. To the point where me and my girlfriend spent 30 minutes tossing ladybirds out of the window. So 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. If you want to give me a call, we will talk to you eventually. We'll do it after the travel news. Okay, first of all, how the hell has this happened? How the hell have I got 100 lady... And after we cleaned them all up, another 30 appeared, like 5 minutes later. How the hell have I got so many ladybirds in the flat? How is that possible? Where are they coming from? I'm assuming it's because it's quite warm in my flat, and they think it's summer is still living in my flat because I have a thing called central heating. I don't know if you know about it. It's very effective. And so I'm assuming they think it's still summer. So is the only way to get rid of them for me to invite winter into my flat for a week? Do I have to freeze them out? Will that get rid of them? Is there some other thing I can do that will make it better? 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call and tell me how the flipping hell I can get rid of all of these ladybirds, because it is just terrifying. And what the hell are they doing? And has anyone else noticed them? I know it doesn't sound like a particularly rock and roll topic, but don't worry, kids. With your help, I can make it work. That's also the number to call as well if you want to donate some decent headphones to LBC 97.3, because there are four pairs in the studio that do not work. And, I did mention it to management about a month ago, and that's not been picked up on either. So, what's the point, really? What's the point? Anyway, 0845 6060 973 is a telephone number if you want to give us a call about that. And you can give us a call about pretty much anything else you want to as well. Don't feel that you have to be bound by these topics that I'm throwing about you. There's other stuff that we want to talk about as well, including the laziest gadget in the world that I have ever seen. If you're a fan of daytime TV, you will have seen the advert. I will reveal to you what the laziest gadget in the world is after the travel. 0845 60 60 973. And now it's time for the travel news with Amanda.
Thanks very much, Ian. Well, a crash is blocking off a lane to clockwise traffic still on the northern stretch of the M25 between Junction 23 at South Mimms and Junction 24 at Potters Bar. Those queues looking pretty bad still on the cameras back from Junction 22 at London Coney. Also getting word coming in of problems on the western stretch of the M25 with a broken down car blocking off a lane to clockwise traffic at Junction 13 at Staines. Meanwhile, in Maida Vale, there are still delays because the A5 is shut both ways between the Marylebone Flyover and Hall Road because of that burst water main. And in Chelsea, it's been really slow today and it's still looking quite busy because of the closure of King's Road, shut both ways with a gas leak at the junction with Edith Grove. Very busy still around Greenwich as well with the temporary lights on Trafalgar Road at the junction with Park Row. And on the tubes, the Piccadilly line is suspended westbound between Arnos Grove and Hyde Park Corner because of emergency works at King's Cross. There are severe delays too on the rest of the line and also delays on the Jubilee line as well. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Some things just go together. Fish and chips, gin and tonic, Anton Deck. But what goes with you?
What goes with you?
If you're yet to find your perfect partner and you're bored of looking in bars and fed up with your friends' mates, maybe it's time to try meeting new people from the comfort of your own home with LBC Dating. It's a fast, easy way to meet people just like you. It's free to join and upload your own profile and look through other profiles to find your perfect partner. Become a member today by going to lbcdating.com. Find your perfect date with LBC Dating.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two, but I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies, I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived, and Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
Tickets are already selling fast, so book early for Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra at the Royal Albert Hall. Jules and his orchestra will be joined by special guests, including Lulu, Ruby Turner and Louise Marshall for Boogie Woogie Fun and Party Frolics on the 30th of November and the 1st of December. For tickets, call 020 7589 8212 or see lbc.co.uk. Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra at the Royal Albert Hall with LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
And now we're in a studio that hasn't got any air conditioning. Do you know what I mean? I've had enough of this place. I've had enough of this place. Can someone sort out the speakers and the air conditioning? Man alive. Yeah, I'm going to get told off tomorrow. And do you know what? I couldn't give a stuff. Because someone needs to sort these blooming studios out. Jill's in the Caterham. Hello, Jill.
Ian, I feel so sorry for you. Did you get up at the wrong side of the bed?
No, I didn't. I've come to work in a place that's cack, and I'm going to get a stroppy email and probably get hauled in to see the bosses tomorrow. But do you know what, Jill? I don't care. No, get decent headphones. Get the air conditioning to work. It don't take much, does it?
No.
Anyway, let's not carry on.
You need to have service.
I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'm actually not coming in tomorrow.
Don't say that.
I'm actually not coming in tomorrow.
Don't say
stuff
that.
Them.
Listen, I'm just wanting to tell you about ladybirds.
Yes, how do I get rid of them? I've got hundreds of them in the flat.
I'm not sure about that, how you get rid of them, but I do know, and as I'm talking to you, I'm whizzing through these old newspapers to see which one I was reading it in.
Oh,
there was an article in one of the expresses that said that there was a plague of them.
A plague of them? Well, the plague is in my living room.
Absolutely, and that they bite.
Oh, no.
Tell me, do you remember what colour they are, Ian?
Well, some were your traditional red with black dots.
Right.
And some were black.
Well, the ones they were telling us about, they said were sort of orangey with less spots than our...
I don't remember any orangey ones.
Usual one, a sort of orangey colour.
Yes.
But they did say that they've managed to infiltrate from some other country.
Yeah, abroad, foreigns.
Yes.
Coming over here.
And
yes,
that they do bite you, so be careful. They nip.
Oh, man.
They nip.
Are they poison? But, can they kill?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's something.
I don't think so. But I do think it's probably worth your while getting some pest person in to have a look for you.
Some a pepper?
Pest man.
The pest man.
You know, you would get if you'd got mice or rats or wasps or...
I feel a little bit limp, Jill, asking a man to come round because I've got ladybirds.
Yeah, but these are, you know,
killers.
It is most unusual,
yes,
isn't it? To
yes,
get an
very unusual. Hey, Jill, have you seen the laziest gadget in the world being advertised on TV?
I don't know. What? Tell me about it then.
Well, you know old-fashioned can openers, the old-fashioned ones?
Yeah.
They were quite tough.
Yes.
Thin silver strips, you had to clamp it on and really turn it tight.
Yes.
Then they brought out those sort of thick white ones that everybody uses.
Yeah.
There you put them on, they're nice and easy. Well, now they've put a new one, which is an electric one, where you just clamp it on the can and it opens the can itself.
Ian,
yes?
I just bought one.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I have got arthritis in my hands.
Oh, please. Don't pull out the arthritis card.
Godsend.
Don't play the arthritis card on me.
I will, and it's a godsend.
Okay.
And it's great fun.
Well, this is the thing. As soon as I saw one on telly, I said to my girlfriend, there's my Christmas present. That's what I want from you.
You'd love it.
Oh.
The only thing is, I think you'd probably go around opening things you're not supposed to.
Yes. Like what?
I've been a bit tempted to do that.
Well, what else can you open with a can opener?
Well, I don't know yet. I'll let you know when I've discovered.
Okay, so you've got one because you're an old lady.
Yeah. And
What I want to know is, are there any youngsters out there that have bought them just because they look like a wicked gadget?
Now listen, it's not a bit like you,
yes,
to care what other people have bought.
Oh, I'm interested. I want to know.
But it's not going to affect whether you do or not, is it?
Well, I want to know, Jill. I want them answers.
Yeah, well, perhaps they'll all ring in and give you an answer then. But
okay.
You know, they are. I can recommend them to old women.
Jill, thank you for that. Okay. Cheers, my dears.
Okay,
bye bye. It is the greatest, laziest gadget in the world. It's not just an electric can opener, because we've seen electric can openers, and they were the big chunky. It's normal. It's just this weird little thing, and you clamp it on the can, and your wig spins round, and you sit back, and Bob's your uncle. A minute and a half later, you have an open can. I can't think of anything lazier. 0845 60 60 973. Have you bought them because you are lazy, like I am? Jamie's in the Enfield. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, Ian, you all right?
I'm all right now, boss. I've calmed down.
Oh, good, mate. You've got to get rid of them beetles, mate.
Well, they're ladybirds aren't beetles, are they?
No, they're harlequin beetles, mate.
What? Oh, God.
Yeah, no, there is some Eastern European bad boy ladybird.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, don't bite you. They squirt yellow poison from their knees.
Oh, will you shut up?
Yeah, seriously.
They do not squirt yellow poison from their knees.
Straight up, mate. If you trap them or anything, they start squirting noxious stuff out of their knees at you.
How noxious is it? I don't think a ladybird's knee could kill me, could it?
I don't know how noxious it is, to be honest, Ian. But
where have
I
you heard...
imagine it's good.
Where have you heard this rubbish?
Oh, it's well-known fact, mate. It's been in the papers and everything.
It's a well-known fact. It's been in the papers. Well,
I think it might have even been in LBC first.
Well, yeah, again, I'd be dubious of it, Jamie. I'd be dubious of it. Well, Jamie, listen, thank you very much for that. 0845 6060973 is the telephone number, should you wish to give us a call. I've never seen so many ladybirds. It was like something like out of that film with them bugs and stuff. It was horrendous. Rudy is in the North Salt. Hello, Rudy.
Good evening, Mr. Lee.
Good evening, Rudy.
And how are you?
I'm calmer.
Good.
I'm not happy, but I'm calmer.
Just a quick question for you. Are you aware that your film is on TV tonight that you was calling about last week?
What film?
Pushing Tin.
Oh, is it? We were banging on about that last week.
Yes.
With about the aeroplanes.
I've no idea. I've no clue what it's about.
No, but I do know that Dragon's Den is on at 9 o'clock.
Oh, yes, it's on at 9 o'clock as well.
Sky Plus it.
I haven't got Sky Plus.
Well, tape it on a video. Have you not?
No.
You got video?
No.
What?
I've got a DVD recorder.
Oh, all right. Well, DVD record it then, but keep listening to me. Why?
Because it's not a twin tuner.
Well, don't watch Pushing Tin. Apparently it's rubbish.
Okay. I'll listen to you instead. That's
the important fact I'm trying to get across, Rudy. You have to keep listening to me.
Oh, by the way, those ladybirds do kill.
But what? Do they kill humans?
They can.
How many... Everyone's
about
trying
50.
To...
About 50 will kill you.
About 50. Well, I chucked about that much out of my flat today.
Well, they'll come back in force and they'll do you.
Oh. Rudy, well, thanks for scaring the life out of me.
That's okay, sir.
Cheers, boss. Everyone's just phoning me up to say, yeah, you know the ladybirds? They're going to kill you? Sweet home Alabama. 0845 6060973 is the telephone number if you wish to give us a call. Oh, dear. Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
All right, thank you.
Right, Ian, I'm going to try to re-invite you again to Tokyo. So just hear me out.
Oh, you're the fella that wanted me to go into your fashion show?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay, well, so we'll start again, okay?
Right.
How does this grab you? Right, okay. So I'm leaving on Wednesday, okay, to go to Tokyo to start preparing.
This Wednesday?
Yes, sir. And I thought maybe it'd be a good idea for me to call you while I'm in Tokyo, while the show's going, to kind of think a live kind of live stream of the show. That'd be good. First off, so you get picked up from the airport.
Right.
We'll take you to either Shibuya or Shinagawa.
Yes.
Shinagawa, lovely apartment.
Just got to check again. Again, it involves me paying for the ticket.
No. I will pay.
Oh, now you tell me.
Well, no. Yeah. Well, you know. Come on. I mean,
I can't get a week off in 2 days' notice.
Okay. How about next year then? I'm going to hold you to this, Ian.
Next year, man. If you're paying for it, I'm going. Of course I am.
Okay. Cool. Well, I thought maybe a nice little hotel in Shibuya.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I will take you to the best tofu restaurant in Tokyo. The best tofu you've ever tasted in your life.
Are you trying to chat me up, sir?
Chotto.
Okay, a little bit. Okay, good lad. Okay, well done.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what do you think?
All right, yeah, as long as I don't have to touch you.
Fantastic. End of story, mate. I'll speak to you in a year's time, then.
All right, Chris.
Okay, good, man.
Bye. Ta-ta. That was weird, wasn't it? I think I'm going to Japan next year. I think. I don't quite know. 0845 6060973. If you're wondering why it's a little bit echoey, it's because I've got the doors open to the hallway behind me, because there ain't no air conditioning in here, and it's just boiling, for goodness sakes. It's like doing one of those broadcasts from India or something. Christine is in Bermondsey. Hello, Christine.
Hello.
Hello.
I've had enough about ladybirds.
Yes.
My boyfriend's parents had loads.
Oh.
They sucked them up the Hoover.
Oh, no.
But they didn't come back. Obviously.
Well, they've been sucked up a Hoover. They're probably living in the Hoover bag, though.
Oh, I think they must have... I think they had a Dyson and they chucked them out.
Oh.
They don't have a bag, do they?
No, they don't have bags, Dysons. They operate...
Why if they survived and they just let them out into the... Yeah, but if you did that, then they'd come back.
What? I don't think ladybirds have a homing instinct. I doubt they'd be able to make their way back.
I don't know. I won't put it past them.
I wouldn't pass it. But how come there are so many of them this year? I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Yeah, I had one on my leg the other day.
Yeah. Oh, that's not really an anecdote, Christine, I'll be honest with you. That doesn't really, you know, warrant a phone call, does it?
Oh. Well, I thought I'd tell you that you could tuck them up the Hoover.
Hey, you're the horror film fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
I watched Hostel at the weekend.
Do you like it?
I thought it was rubbish.
Really?
Yeah, I was really disappointed with it.
Oh.
I was expecting... I thought it was a really good story, but then I thought the gory bits were really disappointing. I was expecting so much more.
Oh. You probably... Have you heard too much about it?
No, I know anything about it at all.
Okay.
And I last night I watched the classic, the original, and still the best, Halloween.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good film.
I watched a documentary about that the other day.
Oh, about the original one?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I was kind of chatting to my friend at the same time.
Oh, so. I hate that. Well, what's the point of watching something and chatting at the same... It's like I kept pausing Kyle today because my girlfriend was talking. It's like, I'm trying to watch Kyle. You know, they're about to get the lie detector results, for goodness sakes.
Don't interrupt the Kyle.
Christine, I'm going to go. Thank you for that.
Bye.
Okay, lovely. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. We're talking about ladybirds. I know. Oh, I know. And also, have you got the laziest gadget in the world?
We are gathered here today to witness the sale of an endowment policy through AAP, Charles Edward Arthur. Do you take this endowment policy and promise to sell it through AAP, forsaking all thought of surrender forever?
I do.
And will you have much more cash as a result?
I will.
The ring, please.
Hello, AAP.
I now pronounce you potentially much better off. You may now kiss your unwanted endowment goodbye.
If you're about to surrender an endowment policy, don't. Sell it instead through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
97.3
DAB
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30, I'm Jim Diamond. Sir Ming Campbell has resigned as leader of the Liberal Democrats. He was in charge of the party for 19 months. Prime Minister Gordon Brown's paid tribute to Sir Ming, describing him as a man of great stature and integrity who served his party and country with distinction. Three men have been remanded in custody, charged with the murder of a man in Thamesmead. Mark Evans was discovered on Kale Road on Thursday night. Two other men have been arrested in connection with the 44-year-old's death. A 31-year-old remains in custody and a 27-year-old has been bailed until next month. It's emerged police marksmen used special bullets designed to kill instantly on the day they shot Jean-Charles de Menezes at Stockwell Tube. The Met Police deny fundamental failures in handling the operation, which left the innocent Brazilian dead in July 2005. And first it was fashion, then it was reported she was going to do a parky on us. Now Lily Allen is branching out even further. According to reports, the singer's looking into creating her very own record label. London's weather, cloud will thicken up overnight, bringing some patchy rain from the northwest by the morning. There's a low of 12 degrees Celsius. Right now we have 16 degrees in Clerkenwell. For tomorrow, sun up at 7:24. The rain will move in from the south, turning heavier for a time. It should brighten up by the afternoon. It's now 7:31.
From the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre, this is Amanda Redmond. Still watching long delays on the clockwise northern stretch of the M25 because of a crash between Junction 23 at South Mimms and Junction 24 at Potterswell, which has been causing massive problems throughout this evening's rush hour. But now all lanes between those two junctions have reopened again. The accident completely on the hard shoulder, but the camera's still showing it's busy back from Junction 22 as London Coney. On the M25 western stretch, some good news here as the broken-down car has been cleared from the clockwise carriageway at Junction 13 at Staines, so all lanes there are open again. The A5 in Maida Vale remains shut both ways between the Marylebone flyover and Hall Road because of a burst water main. And in Chelsea, Kings Road is also shut both ways at Edith Grove because of the gas leak, so it's still really busy in the area there. And delays are now easing around Greenwich because of the temporary traffic lights on Trafalgar Road at Park Row have been causing big delays throughout this evening. On the tubes, the Piccadilly line is now up and running again, going westbound between Arnos Grove and Hyde Park Corner after suspension earlier, but there are severe delays to the line and there are also delays on the Jubilee line as well. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in 15 minutes.
So, you're saying I can buy a stunning apartment in Kimberley in the Canadian Rockies for only £127,000?
Don't forget the spa, and it's just 20 minutes from an international airport.
Wow, that's amazing.
Alpine Homes present Mountain Spirit Resort and Spa, a stylish new development of luxury apartments in the breathtaking Canadian Rockies. From only £127,000, your designer apartment will come fully furnished and you'll have use of a state-of-the-art spa. Only 20 minutes from the Canadian Rockies International Airport and with direct access to world-class skiing, convenience is the key to Mountain Spirit. Mountain Spirit Resort and Spa is being marketed by Savills, and you're invited to our open evening on Tuesday the 16th of October between 5:30 and 8 p.m. at Savills, 20 Grosvenor Hill, just off Berkeley Square. For more information, visit alpinehomesintl.com. That's alpinehomesintl.com, or call now on 020 7016 3740.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good evening.
Oh, Chris, Let's Be Avenue. Oh. Hello? Chris? Well, that wasn't quite the exciting start to the half I was expecting. Chris?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
What?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, is this Chris?
Yeah, it's Chris.
What the hell are you doing?
My little boy, he wants to speak to you about...
Well, obviously he doesn't want to speak to me. He's got nothing to say to me.
He has.
Right, well, get him to tell me.
Hello, Jack.
Hello?
Hey, man, what do you want to say about ladybirds?
My mum's scared of them.
What, she's scared of them?
Yeah.
What does she do when she sees one?
She runs away.
Yeah, does she scream?
Yeah.
Girls, huh? Are you scared of them?
No.
Okay, well, excellent. That's that. Thank you. There we go. You see, now we're cooking on gas, huh? Slow start. We're back up to speed now, ladies and gentlemen. We're back up to speed, I tell you. I know we'd be back on track. Back in what I believe is affectionately known as the New York Groove. 0845 60 60 973. It's Peter in Romford.
Hello.
Peter.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, indeed.
Yes.
Now, look, they're obsolete.
What?
I went to study this, and how many times you go walk around the supermarket, and all the cans are now ring pull?
Yeah, most of them are ring pull. Hang on, when was the last time I used a can opener?
Exactly. Mm. No one ever does, unless you're a very, very old person with arthritis.
Yes.
That only eats Oxtun out of a can.
Ooh, Oxtun.
Yes, exactly.
But still, it's a cool gadget, isn't it? Sometimes you have to use tin openers. If you're doing, like, kidney beans or something, they're not ring pull.
Yeah, kidney beans. I mean, if you're a chilli man, you'd have kidney beans.
Like, nice bit of chilli. You can't go wrong with a bit of chilli, can you, Peter?
No one can go wrong with a bit of chilli on a Monday night after the pub.
Monday night chilli. But, yeah. But it is a...
Start it on the Sunday, finish it on the Monday.
It's a weird... It's a weird gadget, and I'm surprised it's got television... TV advertising, even on the rubbish channels, is very, very expensive. So how the hell is an electric...
I bet the batteries don't come with it either.
I thought it would just work by magic. I was assuming it would be.
You reckon the batteries come with it, or...?
Yes. Well, Peter, so you're saying don't bother getting one?
No, what's the point?
What's the point?
If you're young, fit and able, what is the point of getting one?
Peter, thank you. Exactly. If you're young, you're fit and you're able, what is the point of getting one? James is in Mill Hill, of all places. James, what the hell are you doing there?
I unfortunately live here. I live in between Grand Park and Edgware, so I live in between boredom and hell.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. What can we do for you?
I went to the football on Saturday, and you were talking about ladybugs... I was leaning up against one of the poles at the new Wembley, and my girlfriend pointed out there was a ladybird on my arm.
Okay.
So I brushed it off and then looked behind me. There's about 1,000 on there.
A thousand?
Millions. There were so many, it was literally coated in it.
Sweet God.
And it was every single pole around the stadium that I looked at. I only looked at two blocks, bear in mind, but every single one of them had the... it looked like they had little armies of the black ones running towards the red ones.
Were they friendly to each other, or was there a war going on between the red and the black?
I reckon that there's definitely some sort of probably a friendly war. They're probably playing football half.
Well, it could be the same as because there's no red squirrels anymore because of the grey ones came over and kicked their backsides. Maybe that we're going to lose all our British ladybirds because the European ones are going to come over and whop them.
Yeah, they're scary. I don't want to go anywhere near Wembley again. I'll stick to the Emirates, design.
But imagine that many ladybirds, James, in your house.
Yeah, I keep on feeling like I've got something. Just, you know, where you feel like you've got some sort of something on the back of your neck, and it just kind of slowly walks around whilst you're watching TV.
Yeah.
You don't want to move.
I'm all right with ladybirds. But after today, I'm not all right with them. I can't touch them now. I have what I believe is called a phobia of them. Damn it. James, listen, thank you very much for that. They're everywhere. What I need more than anything is the best way to get those blighters out of my house. And I'm a vegetarian, but I don't care if I have to kill them. If that's what it takes, then that is what I shall be doing. 0845 60 60 973. Konbanwa!
Konbanwa!
How's it going, Elizabeth?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay now. After a stressful start, everything has settled down. I'm hot, but I'm fine, thank you. What did you get up to this weekend?
Oh, well, I want to talk to you about the ladybird.
Oh, man alive, okay.
Well, I was so shocked. I saw at least thousands of ladybirds just flying around on my balcony.
Yeah, oh, man.
And I thought they were coming from the river.
Yeah.
Because we live down by the river.
Yeah.
But it was just fluttering everywhere, and it was so scary. And
they look weird when they fly, because they look like kind of cute, tiny little things, and they crawl around, and that's fine. I forgot that they can fly, and I had loads of them flying today, and it's like, oh, it's all random and all over the place.
And I saw, 50 crawling all over the window.
Mm.
And I looked closely, and some of them, they all had different colours.
Mm.
Some of them had, 12 spots on them.
Yeah.
I saw an orange one.
Yeah.
With black spots.
Well, I think I had a few orange ones. The orange ones are the killers.
Yeah, they're the poisonous ones.
Yeah.
And I saw a black one with two red spots on it.
Yeah, there were a lot of black ones in my flat today.
And also, there were four that came into my bedroom.
Here's something. Imagine, this is what I was trying to imagine earlier on today. Imagine you get into bed, right, the lights are off, you get into bed, it's all nice and dark, and you're lying in bed and you think, oh, this bed's a bit, feels a bit funny. So you get out of bed, you turn the light on, and the bed is full of a million ladybirds.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Isn't it disgusting? And yet that's the thought I have in my head, and that every time I go to bed now for the next few weeks, that's what I'm going to be imagining is happening.
I think I'm going to get a nightmare now.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh, I've given a 12-year-old a nightmare. Yeah. Hey, Elizabeth, when you dream, do you dream in English or in Japanese?
I'm not sure. I think both.
Oh, really?
There's in Japan...
Yeah.
They have poisonous frogs, and you know...
Sorry, what? They have what?
You know they have... You know frogs?
I know frogs. You're saying there are Japanese poison frogs?
No, you know ladybirds, and they have all different coloured ones, and normally poisonous.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same as frogs, aren't they?
I didn't know that you could get poisonous frogs.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I didn't know that.
There's, like, red ones, and they have black spots.
God almighty, the world... It turns out the world is a hideous, terrifying place, Elizabeth.
And in Japan, they have frogs that's called a cat frog, and they make a noise of a cat.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, and a dog frog as well.
Is that... No, here's something. Is there such a thing... and let's see. Is there such a thing as a cow frog?
I don't think
so. No, okay. There's not a frog that makes the noise of a cow.
No.
Of course, now, we know what a cat... The noise a cat makes in Japan. Is it something like this?
Meow. Yeah, they don't really go meow. Meow. They go... meow. It's like
nya. And of course, we all know a cockerel in Japan goes
koke koko. Yeah.
There we go. You say, and bees go. Oh no, hang on. Yeah, do bees go like this?
Boof boof.
Do they? No, maybe that's Spanish. But birds go
chum 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 chum. Yeah, they do.
There we go. You see, I have all of the Japanese animals in my computer, Elizabeth. Hey, listen, thanks for calling.
That's fine.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Bye bye. There we go. Isn't she? Oh man, don't you just love her? My favourite caller of the moment is Elizabeth. We should get a theme tune for Elizabeth, I think. Right. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's not going to be ladybirds all night. We have other stuff to talk about, including I want to draw up a list of all the junctions in London where the traffic lights are out. I know. But, well, I'll explain after 8 o'clock what that's all about. But just have a think if there are any cool, busy junctions with traffic lights that are not working, because I want to go drive through chaos. I love the chaos that brings. Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Ian. How you doing?
I'm good.
Isn't there some old wives' tale about the fact that you can't be nasty to ladybirds?
Oh, flybird, ladybird, ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are dead. I think
there
that's
you are. That's something like that.
That's that's the fun nursery rhyme that we're taught as kids.
Yeah. Can openers.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Oh, you got one of the electric ones.
Yeah.
One of the ones that are advertised on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it from a TV channel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, £59.99, but it doesn't come with batteries, so...
Well, 60 quid?
Yeah.
You were done, mate, because these ones are a fiver.
No.
They're about that. They're not much more than a fiver.
Well, this is probably a better class one than your one, then.
But is this, like, a big chunky one you have to hold on to?
Yeah.
No.
No, you let it go. No, you let it go. You put it on top of the lid, and you take your hands away, and it does it for you.
And it goes around?
Yeah.
I think you've been done.
£59.99.
It's a lot of money, mate, for a can opener.
And the thing is, it doesn't fit in the drawer. Because you know, with the old can openers, they used to fit in the slot with a knife and fork.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this doesn't fit now, and it doesn't come with a hanger, so you can't hang it on the wall either.
So you have to have it out on display, and people go, what's that? It's my £60 can opener. What?
Yeah, and you have to keep moving it around all the time. You know, when you use a toaster, you have to move it.
Do you remember the old silver can openers? The old ones?
One of those, yeah. Wings on them.
Yeah, I was trying to describe it to Chris, right? He's only a young lad. He's going, what? What's that? He didn't know what it was.
No.
He's an idiot.
Have you got one of those authentic food slicing things?
A knife?
No.
Well, I don't know what you mean then.
No, it's like, you know the mandolins that have got those sharp blades that take your fingers off?
Oh, yeah.
A
cheese cutter type thing?
Yeah, but this one's got different attachments. You can cut chips and things like that out of them. Have you seen those?
No, I've not seen those.
They're brilliant. They're brilliant. You gadgets. You've got to buy one of them.
Yeah, Chris, you watch too many shopping channels.
Yes.
Chris, thank you for that. There we go. 0845 6060973. I used to love the shopping channels. I haven't watched one for ages. I might have a session on them when I get home this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Right. So, we're talking can openers. I know, doesn't it sound like a middle-aged, middle-class, fat, lazy radio show? Well, maybe that tonight is what you're going to get. Can openers, ladybirds, and I need to know where the best junctions that don't have traffic lights are. It's the travel news. Now, Amanda.
Yes,
are you on all night?
No, you've got Karen after 8.
Karen Mercer. Okay, lovely. Thank you very
much. All right, then.
On
see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, looking at the northern stretch of the M25, that's still looking really busy at the moment, going clockwise because of the crash earlier between Junction 23 at South Mimms and Junction 24 at Potter's Bar. All lanes are open, but there are still delays back from Junction 22 at London Coney. It's not a solid queue, but it is very busy in certain places there. Also, still some delays too around Maida Vale with the A5 shut both ways between the Marylebone Flyover and Hall Road because of a burst water main from last week still being repaired. In at Chelsea, it's been a bit of a nightmare this evening because King's Road is shut both ways out to Edith Grove because of a gas leak. It's looking much better now, but it is still pretty slow in the area there. Plus, there's a broken down bus on Sloane Street heading southbound towards Sloane Square, and that's slowing things up as well. On the tubes, there are severe delays on the Piccadilly line, plus longer to wait on the Jubilee line, but the overground trains are doing well. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in half an hour.
This is Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
What support do you need to be told to not tell your child go around shooting or stabbing people to death? Come on. Well, next thing you're going to say is these kids need more education. We've tried all this. We've tried all this hippie tree-hugging crap and we've got nowhere. Let's just start talking terms. Let's start locking these kids up. Let's be honest about it. You don't need to be educated to be told your son shouldn't shoot people.
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
Ding dong. I say, looking for a new pad to buy or rent in the capital? Then open the right doors with rightmove.co.uk, the UK's number one property website. From renting a studio to buying a muse house, they add a rather impressive 2,500 properties every day. So, if you're hunting for a home to buy or rent in London, open the right doors at rightmove.co.uk for properties with a little more. Ding dong.
The Big Quiz.
Thousands of people signed up to stop smoking with the Big Quit 2007. They've already proved it's possible, but it's never too late to quit. The NHS Smoking Helpline can help you plan your quit date and support you throughout. Call us now, 0800 169 0169. Or you can log on to our website, thebigquit.co.uk, for all the help and encouragement you need.
The Big Quiz.
It's time to stop.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Krista.
Hello.
Hello, Krista.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. But I also have ladybirds.
Yes.
Hundreds of them.
Oh, man alive.
And I had them last year as well.
Really? This is a first for me. I'm new to this world. How did you get rid of them?
Oh, hold on.
What,
sorry.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I just had to pull over then. I did get rid of them, but I'm afraid I had to hoover them up.
Oh, not another one.
Well, yeah, but they're just so disgusting. I couldn't look at them another minute. And the same as you, I hoovered, well, you didn't hoover them, I know, but you got rid of them, but 5 minutes later, they were all back.
Yeah, that's the thing, they just, where are they coming from? I think they're living in my window frame somehow.
Yeah, well, they all gather on the window frames. I've got a grapevine. You don't, do you?
A grapevine?
Yeah, just outside what? Where they're coming in.
No, I don't have a grapevine.
Oh. That must be James O'Brien.
Yeah, no, I haven't got... Has James O'Brien got a grapevine?
I think so.
Well, blow me down. Who would have thought it?
Well, he was asking everybody what he ought to do with it.
Really? I should maybe start listening to his show at some point. Well, Krista, so you sucked up with a hoover?
Yes, I did.
Okay, lovely. Thank you for that. There we go. It's 0845 6060973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Jessica's in the Sheffield.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Jessica.
I mean, that last caller, I'm yes. kind of in a camp because I like to kill the ladybirds, you know?
You like to kill them?
Well, they're just another bug. It's like a wasp or an aunt or...
Yeah.
They look pretty, and that makes you think that you should be good to them.
Yeah.
What's the problem with ladybirds in your house?
Sorry?
Have you got a problem with ladybirds?
You sound like some bloke in a club. You've got a problem, mate.
You've got a problem with ladybirds?
Yeah, I've got flipping hundreds of them in my house all of a sudden.
Let me tell you what I do with them.
Please
do. I stamp on them, or I spray them. Just like wasps or ants. They look pretty, and it makes you think that you should behave better towards them. But they're just bugs.
Yes. Apparently, they're killers.
How come?
Well, they've got, like, some noxious poison that comes out of their knees.
Really?
And they can bite you.
Really?
Yeah, this is what a bloke told me.
Oh, yeah, in a pub?
No, a bloke on the radio. This is my equivalent of the pub. Some bloke phoned up and said that's what they do. Now, no one has phoned in to confirm that, but we'll see.
Well, they're pretty, but I still kill them.
Hey, Jessica, right, can you help me with this? Some guy came round this afternoon. I was watching Jeremy Kyle on Sky Plus.
He's good, isn't he?
Oh, I love Kyle.
Have you got a book coming out?
Oh, I hope so. We're trying to get him on the show as a guest.
Okay.
Chris, any development on getting Kyle on the show?
No.
Okay, so not going so well there. That's a shame, but never mind. We're trying to get Kyle on the show. That's the plan. But so I was watching it, and then the doorbell went. And I went downstairs, and it was this nice-looking fella. You know, it seemed very pleasant. Hello, sir. I wonder if you can help. I'm doing a survey for Maury. Now, Maury, they're the survey people, aren't they?
Oh, God, Ian, I worked for them once.
Oh, really?
Go on.
You say that with some trepidation.
Yeah, because what we used to do is...
It's not going to be libelous, is it?
No.
Okay, well, we'll hover.
We used to kind of interview people, but it was mostly around tea time.
Yeah.
So you'd get halfway through the interview.
Yeah.
And then they'd say, oh, well, my dinner's ready now.
Yeah.
So you'd go, all right. And then you'd fill in the rest yourself. So lots
of
political polls and important stuff was made up.
Made up by you.
Yeah.
God.
But go on.
Well, this guy, so he knocks on the door. And I don't mind a bit of a survey, actually. But my initial reaction, my gut reaction, always, when people knock on the door, I'm all right, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
He said, it'll only take a little while. Yeah, I'm really busy. I was watching Jeremy Kyle. I'm really busy. Okay, is there anybody else in? There was. No, there isn't. Will you be free later on? No. What I was basically saying was up yours, get stuffed.
Yeah.
But now, as soon as I shut the door, I'm like, I thought, oh, no, that poor bloke. Do you know what? He's probably getting that every door he knocks on.
£6.50 an hour, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad then, is it?
Oh,
my God. I thought, he's probably getting that every door he knocks on. I'm not doing anything, and I don't mind a good survey. So maybe I felt bad for saying no to him.
Well, what was he asking you?
I don't know. He didn't. We never got to the thrust of it. Maybe he was asking who should be the next Lib Dem leader.
Well,
that's going to be an exciting race, isn't it?
I don't blame you for telling.
I don't blame me, but I feel guilty, because he was a nice fella, and I thought, well, that... I feel sorry for people like that.
Well, I do, but equally, they should have worked harder at school, so they didn't have to do kind of a job like that.
Well, maybe he's fallen on a hard time. Maybe his wife had left him, and you know, and he was supporting her drug problem. I don't know. You know, maybe.
Maybe I've been listening to too much Nick Ferrari.
Maybe who? Me?
Me.
Oh, maybe you've been listening to too much Nick Ferrari. Yeah, well, it's possible. You can listen to too much Nick Ferrari, you know.
But don't kill ladybirds. Try and capture them and let them free.
No, hang on. You've just told me you stamp on them.
Yeah, well, I do, but I'm not advocating it. I'm not condoning it. That's just what I do.
Jessica, thanks very much. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Len is in Croydon. Hello, Len.
Hello, Ian. I've got the answer to your ladybugs.
Okay.
Now, what you need to buy is called Insectrol.
Insectrol?
Yes, Insectrol.
Insectrol.
Yes. Now, you spray this anywhere. Yes. It doesn't leave any stains or anything like that. And if you spray it on your windowsill, where you think they are, it works for 6 weeks.
Right. And does it kill them, or do they just...
It'll kill any creepy crawly. Bugs or bed bugs, fleas. I tried to phone your colleague up this morning, but I couldn't get through, because he was on about ticks and fleas.
Who's got fleas?
I couldn't get through.
Who's got fleas?
But you rang tonight.
Who's got fleas?
Ladybirds.
Who's got fleas?
Fantastic stuff.
Who's got fleas?
But when the programme this morning was all about fleas and ticks.
Is it James O'Brien?
Yes, it was.
Oh, James O'Brien's got fleas.
No, he didn't seem to have them. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, well, let me just say, Len, when a presenter brings up a topic, it means it's happening in their life.
Oh, well, you ring him up and tell him to get Insectrol. Now, can I tell him who makes it?
Yeah, well, Len, I'm sure I'll be able to find it. Thank you very much. I bet Len makes Insectrol. Thank you for that. More of your calls after this.
After 20 years on the factory floor, I fancied a desk job, but I knew my English would let me down. But when I found a Learn Direct course called Away With Words for Men Who Do Tons of Overtime to Fund Their Wives' Attempts to Turn a Small Semi into Buckingham Palace, well, that was it. Sales and marketing, how can I help you?
Get a nationally recognised English qualification. Call 0800 101 901. Learn Direct skills and qualifications. Ready when you are.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Anthony.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Anthony. How's it going?
Not bad.
Make the most of this while we're still here, because okay. Who knows what will happen tomorrow.
About ladybirds and yes. Any sort of bugs.
Yes.
I have no problem, because my cat always catches them.
Your voice is very soft.
My cat always catches them.
Have you got enough wind in your lung?
Probably not.
Okay, your cat catches them.
Yeah.
Well, ladybirds.
Ladybirds, any sort of bug.
Impossible.
Dragonflies.
Impossible.
It's not.
How can a cat catch a ladybird?
I'll tell you what, I was watching the telly once, and I had the lights out, and it was an action film, so there was a lot of noise, and it was dark, and she was sitting on my lap.
Right.
And all of a sudden, she sat up.
Yes.
And she started staring a bit at part of the floor, which is wooden.
Yes.
And I looked and I couldn't see anything.
No.
And she leapt up.
What?
When I turned the light on, there was this tiny little bug and she grabbed it and ate it.
Well, my cat is good at killing moths. She kills moths, but she don't eat them. She just leaves their dead bodies on the floor.
Oh, my cat actually eats them.
Oh, I wish mine would.
Dragonflies.
Can cats eat dragonflies? I thought they would be toxic. Don't they have a sting in their tail?
Well, I mean, people have in the past said spiders have got top, but she eats them. Dragonfly yesterday.
Wow.
I've seen her eating all sorts of bugs.
Who would have thunk it? Can I borrow your cat, Anthony?
Honestly, I swear to God.
Please.
I'm talking to you now.
Yes.
She was on the bed and now she's looking around, listening. She knows there's a bug somewhere in the house.
She's hunting a bug live as we're doing this.
Actually, as I'm talking to you now.
Sweet Lord. Anthony, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Cheers, boss. Well, there we go. He's very soft-spoken, that man there. No, it's not a problem at all. Ah, but that's just the way it is. Joyce!
Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Ian, you mentioned a few minutes ago a programme on tonight.
Yes.
Could you tell me which programme it is?
Why?
Because I want to watch it.
Ah, well, in that case, I can't mention it.
Why not?
Because I'm supposed to encourage you...
I can record it.
How will I know you're going to record it and not listen?
Because I am telling you the truth.
Well, okay. Supposing we phoned you back just after 9 o'clock to make sure you weren't watching it.
Well, I'll be asleep then.
Well, what? 9 o'clock?
If you tell me which programme it is, I can put it on now and leave it.
Well, but I don't believe you. How do you know?
That's a shame.
How do you know you want to watch it if you don't know what programme it is?
Well, that's just the whole point. That's why I'm asking you.
What?
I'm asking you the name, the number. Is it a Sky one?
No.
All right. Oh, isn't it?
No.
Oh, well, there's nothing in the Radio Times about it.
About what?
About this programme.
Which programme?
You know which programme. The one which you're involved in, and so is Clive, because he mentioned it last night, and I didn't
What?
Hear
oh, well, hang on a second.
This programme that is showing you all...
No.
...in your studio.
Not happening. No. No, you've got... Joyce, you've got confused.
Are you sure you're not confused?
Okay, no, all right, okay. It's a programme, it's on BBC Two at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
And it's called The Dragon's Den.
Oh, well, thank you. I will record it.
Okay, well, you can see what really goes on behind the scenes here at LBC 97.3 on a programme called Dragon's Den.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joyce.
No, wait a minute, don't go.
I've got to go to the news, love.
No, never mind the news.
No, I've got to, it's a contractual obligation.
I want to know where you bought your sofa.
I got it from Sofa Land.
Only I can't get one without arms.
Okay. Oh, Joyce, keep listening. Who knows? We may find the answer to that after the news.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, Saming steps down as leader of the Lib Dems. Three men appear in court over a knife attack in Thamesmead. And Sir Paul McCartney speaks out over his painful divorce. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Holly Holland. Samingis Campbell has resigned as leader of the Liberal Democrats. He was in charge of the party for 19 months. The decision follows poor recent poll ratings and criticism from within party ranks of his performance. In a statement earlier, the party's president and the MP for North Southwark and Bermondsey, Simon Hughes, denied he was pushed out.
Ming has taken all his decisions, and this decision is one of them, in the interests of our party and of liberal democracy throughout Great Britain.
MP for Twickenham Vince Cable becomes acting leader until a leadership election's held, and he says the party has benefited from Sir Ming's direction.
He's had a long political career, and he's fought throughout that period for social justice and liberal values, and we will ensure that we build on that political legacy.
Gordon Brown has paid tribute to Sir Mingis, describing him as a man of great stature and integrity who has served his party and country with distinction. The detailed election timetable for his replacement will be announced tomorrow. In other news headlines this hour, three men have been remanded in custody, charged over the murder of a man who was fatally stabbed in Thamesmead. 44-year-old Mark Evans was found with multiple stab wounds in Kale Road last Thursday night. He died in hospital the following day. They'll next appear at the Central Criminal Court on October 22nd. Union leaders have adjourned their meeting over whether they should accept a deal and end the postal strike action. Most staff have returned to work, but some have staged further unofficial walkouts in Liverpool. This as the London Chamber of Commerce estimates the dispute will cost our city's economy more than £300 million. Stephen Alambritis from the Federation of Small Businesses says his members have suffered.
Small businesses have had to shell out £5 million extra each day to go around their normal daily business of sending out samples, receiving checks.
And the Communication Workers Union executive will resume its meeting tomorrow. Next this hour, the Health Secretary has apologised for the outbreak of Clostridium difficile at three hospitals in Kent, which killed 90 patients. Alan Johnson faced questions in the Commons earlier over the deaths at sites run by the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust. He also admitted there needs to be far more vigilance in tackling superbugs. And Sir Paul McCartney says his divorce is like going through hell. The 65-year-old ex-Beatle insists he's keeping his dignity by not speaking about the breakup, but he admits that going through a divorce is a very painful thing. In London's travel news, there is a crash on the A1M out of town just past Junction 4 Welwyn Garden City, and that's causing delays. Remember, if you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. And in London's weather, cloud thickening up tonight, bringing patchy rain from the northwest by morning. Lows of 12 degrees Celsius. You with LBC, it's 8.03.
This is LBC 97.3.
Now it's even easier for you to do your bit for less with great offers on Flash, Very Liquid, Very Active Burst and Ariel. They're all part of the Future Friendly campaign to deliver brilliant cleaning while helping you save energy, water or packaging. And there are special offers on Future Friendly cleaning products right now at Sainsbury's. Future Friendly works in partnership with sustainable NGOs. Offer subject to availability and ends 23rd of October. Certain offers in larger stores only. For more details, see futurefriendly.co.uk.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Slater's 38 years old? No, he's not. He is not 4 years older than me.
He is.
No, he's not. Christian Slater, he's in the Standard. Christian Slater is not 38 years old. No, he's not.
Do you think he's younger?
Older.
No.
I paid money to go and see the film Cuffs, and he owes me He owes me £5 for that because it was rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I've met Slater. I've been at parties where Slater's been at. He's nothing special. He's older than 38. Christian Slater, 38, has shown me a photograph of himself as a child. He's older than... he's tiny. He's a wee lad. He's a small fella. He's older than 38. He's in his 40s easily. Easily. That is a made-up Hollywood showbiz age.
He hasn't been around that long.
He's been around for ages.
What's his best film?
He hasn't made one. They're all rubbish.
Broken Arrow?
Rubbish.
No, it's good.
It's rubbish.
John Travolta.
I watched the opening of that the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And it's them boxing in a ring.
That's right.
Rubbish.
Why is that rubbish?
Absolute guff.
Why is that rubbish?
Cuffs. I'd say his best film, Heathers.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's all these... he goes around convincing teenage girls to commit suicide.
Oh.
It's a good film.
Okay.
That's good. True Romance, rubbish.
Hmm.
What other films has Slater been in? Okay, 0845 6060973. What other films has Slater been in? I bet they're all rubbish. I bet you can't name one good Slater. I'll come across him at a party at some point. I don't care. I do not care. I'll tell him to his face. I won't. I'll tell him I was just doing it for a laugh on the radio and I was being ironic and postmodern. That's what I'll say to him. 38 years old. He's not 38. He's 43. He is 43. He looks good for 43. He's 43. He's got makeup on there that's been photoshopped. That's what I'm saying. That's what I think. You know. 0845 6060973. Really? He's making films again now. Well done. There's hope for us all, isn't there? In this crazy world. So, the thing is, today, I was driving up from Crouch End to Muswell Hill, which is where I live. I was at the gym. I went to the gym for the second time in 3 months today. Oh, man. It hurt, but I didn't nearly puke up like I'd done the other day. Like I'd done? Is that a sentence? Not quite. I didn't nearly puke up. I did the other day. I was very, very close to being sick. And today I managed to hold it together. I think it was I was wearing more supportive pants, but that's by the by. So driving up from Muswell Hill, I come to a junction where there are kind of, with including turns, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, depends how you count it, possible directions of traffic to be coming. And the traffic lights were out. The best thing in the world is the chaos and the anarchy of having the traffic lights out at a junction. And I wound down my window, I sped up ever so slightly, because you kind of have to make it across in one piece, and shouted loudly, "I'm driving through chaos!" And I loved it. I actually got a buzz. I went back and did it 2 more times, no word of a lie to you. So, first of all, does anybody else find driving through the broken down traffic lights exciting? I do, I love it. I genuinely love it. That, I tell you that, okay, here we go. This is what we'll do. Your irrational things that get you excited. My 3 irrational things that get me excited, okay? Driving through traffic lights that are broken at junctions, busy junctions. I love it. I find it really exciting. It's dangerous. It's anarchy. It's chaos. It's great. I like that. The other thing I like is when you're on a tube train. You ever had this, Chris? You're on a tube, right? And you're going through the tube, and suddenly another train comes parallel with you going in the same direction. So for about 4 or 5 seconds, you can see onto another tube train.
Ooh, that's weird.
Oh, I love it.
Really?
I love it. It gets me a little bit sexy. Just like 4 or 5 seconds, then it goes off.
What? It overtakes you?
No, you go different ways in the tunnel again.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
But the scariest thing...
Yeah?
Is when it's coming in the opposite direction and you're not prepared for it.
What do you mean?
And your head's right by the window.
What, on a train?
Yeah.
I'm talking the underground.
Yes, yeah, that one's
that well. Never happens on the underground.
It does.
It doesn't. The underground isn't structured in such a way that could ever happen.
What, 2 tracks run by side?
Yeah, going in opposite directions. That doesn't happen.
It does.
Where? Apart from platforms and big platforms and some other places. No, but it doesn't do what you... But your head isn't right by the window. What you... No, anyway, go away. We're not talking about what scares you. You've really confused the matter there and brought the show down a little bit. No, we're talking about the irrational things that get you excited. So those are the third one. And this happens quite a lot here, because we have the news, obviously, on here on the radio, and Sky News is on. And it excites me a lot when someone is talking on Sky... Say David Cameron is talking on LBC, so we can hear his voice, and by coincidence, there's video of him talking on Sky News. So it's his... You can watch the telly, and you can look at it, and think, well, it's his voice, but it's not coming out of his mouth, because it's saying different things. I find that, for some reason... It gets me very, very excited. So, we have two things on the go here. Irrational things that get you excited, 0845 60 60973. And can we compile a list of places in London where the traffic lights regularly break down so I can add them and go and visit them at some point? 0845 60 60973. Now, if you've never phoned up before, the way it works, you phone up, you speak to my producer, Agent Chris. He'll ask you who you are, what you want to say, and then he'll call you back. So it doesn't even cost you that much. It's as simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. Jason, sorry to keep you waiting so long, Jason. What can I do for you?
No trouble at all. You tickled my spot there. Most exciting irrational feeling.
Yes.
I was in Malaysia a year ago, and I went on the lift that goes in the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah.
And that lift is very, very fast going up.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a bit of danger and a bit of excitement to it because you think, what happens if this actually stops working and it falls down?
Yeah.
But it's a buzzing kind of feeling when you're going up.
Right. Does it make your ears pop when you go up?
No.
No, doesn't do
but
that.
But you do see clouds when you go up to the top floor.
Wow. How high is this building?
It's the tallest building in the world. The tallest twin towers in the world.
Well, is it the tallest building in the world or the tallest twin towers in the world? Because that's a different thing, isn't it?
You've got me there.
Okay, because you've got to be very careful when you make these claims about tall buildings.
I might get sued on the phone.
You might do. I don't want the owners of the tallest single building to sue you, me and LBC for libel. So,
not at all.
We'll find out. 0845 60 60973. The Twin Towers of Malaysia. Are they
most scary? Forgive me for interrupting.
No.
Most scariest thing. I was on a flight to Norway. Yeah.
Hang on. We're not doing scary things. This is Chris has brought this up. This isn't a topic.
Okay. The most unique thing that's ever happened to you, or something that doesn't happen
all right,
to
you
most
can
people.
You can do scary things. Go on. Cheers, Chris. Thanks.
On a plane.
Yes.
Ryanair, very, very good.
Yes.
To Norway. Six people on the plane. No word of a line. Woke up and instantaneously looked out the window, and at the same time there was another plane crossing under.
Oh.
But it's not obviously very, very close to you, but you just see there's a whiff of smoke coming out.
Right.
And it goes off very, very fast and across direction.
Right.
That was scary, man.
Hang on. So not only are you jumping on a topic that doesn't really exist as a topic, it wasn't a very good contribution to that topic. It was a plane went under another plane.
Well, it will start off another conversation with more fruitcakes. We'll phone up.
All right, good lad. Okay, 0845 60 60 973. But hey, that's not what you called in about, is it?
No, I had a wacky day today.
Okay.
I was in the bookshop and I started reading some religious stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I started reading about Christianity.
Okay, those freaks.
I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
And deja vu, a vicar walked in.
Right.
And I asked him who invented the Lord's Prayer. And he said to me it was John the Baptist.
Right.
I don't believe him. So I want to know exactly who invented the Lord's Prayer.
Hang on a minute. Vicars aren't allowed to lie. They're not allowed to do it.
I know, but I don't think it was John the Baptist.
I would have thought it had been someone like in sort of like the 1600s in England.
Well, I thought it was Frankie Howard.
Frankie Howard didn't write the Lord's Prayer.
All right, well, maybe we can get people to phone in and confirm. Can we have any vicars phoning in?
Okay, well, can we get some vicars? I've just called them freaks, by the way, so I doubt they're going to be that keen to phone
You're
in.
You're going to get sued more than I will.
Well, I don't think they can sue me for calling them freaks, but they should just turn the other cheek.
Yeah. What radio stations do vicars listen to?
Well, there's a Christian radio station called Gaydar.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a Christian one. I'm not sure.
What does it stand for?
God and
Darth Vader.
No, it doesn't have a Darth Vader, for goodness sakes. Anyway, your God and your divine attributes religion.
Brilliant.
Not bad.
Well, I'll continue listening and I'd like to hear the answer.
Jason, thank you.
Bye.
Good lad. So who wrote the Lord's Prayer? I don't know, really. And you've started a topic, mate, that isn't a topic, but what the scariest things that happened to you. It's not a topic.
I didn't introduce it as a topic.
No, you did. You brought it up and said, oh, the scariest thing that happened to me. And then, but now people think, because we've discussed it, that that's a topic. And I really don't want to pursue that any further.
Why don't you turn it around, then, back to your topic?
What? The irrational things that get you excited?
Yeah.
Even I'm not that good to turn it around from once to t'other.
Oh, well.
It's going to be one of them nights, ladies and gentlemen. 0845 60 60973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're here till 10 o'clock, and then it's Clive Bull. Gareth!
Yeah, hello, mate.
Hello. Now, you want to talk about Christian Slater?
Yeah.
Can I come back to you after the travel news?
Yeah, if you want, no worries.
Is that right? Because I don't want to rush it with you. I want to take our time.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Very, mate, no
very, very quickly, how old do you think he is?
Oh, Christian Slater?
Yeah.
Probably early 30s. No, made 30s, probably.
Early mid... Oh God, everyone's... Gareth will talk more after. Early 30s? Well, that makes him younger than me. You said he was in True Romance when he was 15. Right, 0845 6060973... It's time for the travel news now with Karen Mercer.
There's a crash on the A1M as you head out of town, just past Junction 4 for Welwyn Garden City, where a car has smashed into the central reservation. But looking at the northern stretch of the M25, it is now all open as you head clockwise before 24 for Potters Bar, following an accident which happened just before the rush. It's back up to speed on that whole stretch again, but it is still really busy on the North Circular Road eastbound from Coney Hatch Lane to Bounds Green Road. Lots of people were using that as an alternative to the M25. The A5 is closed through Maidervale in both directions between the Marylebone flyover and Hall Road. They're still dealing with that burst water main from Friday. And in Chelsea, Kings Road is closed in both directions at Edith Grove, where there's a gas leak. It's still looking slow all around that area. And there's a broken down bus on Sloane Street southbound near Sloane Square. That's causing delays. On to the Tube, severe delays on the Piccadilly line after emergency engineering works at King's Cross. There are also delays on the Jubilee line. LBC 97.3 travel. Your next update in 30 minutes.
I always use my mirror when I'm driving. Otherwise, I get lipstick everywhere. I'm a busy woman. I'm already late for a meeting and I have to look my best. You might say I'm an accident waiting to happen. And when it does, you should call BGR Bloomer Solicitors. Because if you're injured in a traffic accident and it's not your fault, you could get compensation. With BGR Bloomer, you talk directly to a solicitor and their service is completely free because they're paid by the insurers of the person who caused the accident. BGR Bloomer, 0800 1 777 666. Because when I pull out from a junction, I always look fantastic.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
This is what I'm talking about. Gareth, let's be having you.
Right, OK, you're probably late 30s, early 40s then, if you're going to go with the age.
Well, it says in the paper he's 38, but I thought he was older than that.
Oh, was it? No, he does come... He's one of them sort of boys, like Michael J. Fox, you know, young-looking and that.
But Michael J. Fox is in his late 40s, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he is, but he still looks early.
Well, yeah, but
30,
but Michael J. Fox looks about 47. I think he is about 47.
Now he does, yeah. But he didn't. Right. Give him a couple of years ago, since the... what's he got?
He's got Parkinson's, isn't he,
that's
I think?
That's the one, yeah. But anyway, with his films, you said they're just True Romance, didn't you?
Yeah, so it's rubbish.
Yeah, no, I thought it was quite good to myself.
I remember watching it at the time and being so disappointed. I think I might need to watch it again, but I watched it and I was so disappointed with it. I thought it just didn't have... Because it's supposed to be linked with Reservoir Dogs and all that somehow, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. It's all just drug-related, isn't it? You know, that's the way Tarantino likes to roll, isn't it?
Well, I get it's the way Tarantino likes to roll. Although he hasn't done a decent thing since Pulp Fiction.
No, I suppose not. Well, didn't you like Dusk Till Dawn? I've liked Dusk Till Dawn. Was that before or after?
It may have been just that. It was all right, but he didn't direct that, did he? I think he just wrote that.
Yeah, no, he was in it though, didn't he? He starred in it. Stars in most of his films though.
Yeah, he's a terrible actor, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's a terrible actor.
He shouldn't be allowed. But what's it, that new one he's done? Dead Fingers. What's it called? Dead Bike.
Oh, yeah, you've lost me there.
Great.
I ain't got a clue. But I've got some other films that Christian Slater's in.
Go on then.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh, God, that's awful, yeah.
I think that's a quality.
Oh, film. You don't, Gareth!
Yeah,
really?
No, I do, yeah.
Why?
I don't know, it's just really good. It's one thing, my missus likes it, you see, so...
It's Kevin Costner film. Oh, man, okay, go on.
Well, I like Kevin Costner, I like Waterworld as well, but...
I've not seen that, but I think I'd like Waterworld. I think I'd like The Postman as well.
I don't know, I haven't seen The Postman. I don't like them old war films, you know. It's a bit...
The Postman?
Yeah.
It's not a war film.
Isn't it? I thought he's in the middle of, like, middle-aged war or something.
No, The Postman, there's been, like, a nuclear war or something, and he's got to deliver a letter.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, it's like nuclear.
I think it's still set in the old days, though.
No, Postman isn't set in the old days. I thought it was set in the future.
Oh, it's in the past, isn't it? I thought it was like Cavaliers and stuff.
Okay, 0845 6060973... What happens in The Postman starring Kevin Costner? I can't believe I've just thrown it out as a topic, but we have. It's out there.
Another Christian Slater one.
Yes.
Interview with a Vampire, isn't he? He's in that.
Oh man, you're just, why are you just listing rubber? Are you under the thumb, Gareth? Are you under the thumb? Do you only like films your missus tells you to like?
Nah, that's a quality film, that is.
All right.
I can't believe you don't like that.
In all fairness, I've only seen bits of it, but the bits I saw, I thought it was a big girl's film.
Oh, dear.
Hey, have you seen Hostel?
Yeah, I have seen Hostel.
Disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was a bit disappointing.
Because I thought the story was good, and I thought they could have taken it so much better. And then the bit at the end with the car chase and all that, it's just sort of...
Yeah, a bit pathetic, really.
Lazy.
I prefer more of an action film, you know? I like 300, have you seen that?
No, is that
any
good?
A proper geezer's film, that is.
Is that good?
Yeah, very
good. I Sky Plus at the weekend. I've not seen it for ages. I'm very excited. Die Hard. The original Die Hard.
Oh, yeah, it's all right.
Oh,
all
right. Shut... Right, I'm cutting you off, Gareth, for having an awful taste in films. What a muppet. 0845 606090. It was a genuine plea. What does happen in The Postman? It's set, like, in the nuclear war age, isn't it? I think. I don't know. Sam, have you seen The Postman?
No.
Oh.
I've seen the others with Nicole Kidman. I quite like that.
Yeah, that's a different film.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the film.
I like some new supernatural films, but not too much involving the devil and things like that.
They're just a little bit involving the devil. Like maybe they mention his name a couple of times.
Or like a ghostly film. But I want to talk about the summer of 76. There were loads of giant ladybirds and caterpillars.
Oh, that was the summer. It was all very hot, wasn't it?
Yeah, there were loads of giant ladybirds. And then we keep getting loads of ants in our house every year.
Right. If anyone's just tuned in and wondered, calm down. If anyone is just tuned in and wondered why the hell we're indulging this dull conversation, I'll tell you why. Because my house has been infiltrated by over.
Yeah,
let
you know
me
what you
finish
need to do?
The sentence. Sorry. Over a thousand ladybirds. Sentence finished. Over to you, Sam.
We can ring the environmental health officer and they'll give you advice on what to do.
Oh.
I mean, I suppose you wouldn't want to cook them and eat them.
No.
Sorry.
I wouldn't.
Might be a delicacy. Well, people have eaten strange things.
Yeah, but not...
Sorry.
There's not much meat on a ladybird, is there?
If there's loads, you can make a nice little No, never mind. Anyway.
I'll have a leg. Are you a leg or a breast woman, Sam?
I eat both.
Okay, good. Well, interesting. Well, Sam, thank you. Oh, there's
my
more.
My sister let it crawl on her hand, and it does leave this yellow powder, but I don't think it's poisonous.
Well, don't lick it.
And also, I think the gym is such a waste of money. There's so many other ways of keeping fit, and you don't want to breathe in other people's sweat when you can breathe in the fresh air everywhere.
Right.
Why do you want to breathe in? I wonder why you feel sick coming out of the gym.
Do you know, I've had a headache every single day for the last week. What do you think that is? I might have an aneurysm or something.
Yeah. Well, that could be, you're not drinking enough water.
That could be it, yeah. Maybe I'm not taking enough
aspirin.
You know,
the gym, it's just horrible. I went for 6 months. I only lost a little bit of weight. When I stopped going,
yes.
I put on the weight, and I thought, I don't care.
Where else am I going to get the services of a personal trainer and lots of gym equipment?
Well, you don't need lots of gym equipment. Just buy one or two pieces.
No, but the stuff you buy for your home is rubbish.
Is it?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Well, it depends what you want to... You want to build up muscle.
I want to lose a little bit of belly and build up a bit of muscle and... excuse me.
Sit-ups. That's how you lose belly. Sit-ups.
Okay. And also get a little bit of stamina.
Stamina, run. Running.
And you were trained...
Sorry?
You were trained in gym fitness where?
No, I just think the gym is all a big con. It's just taking too much. People sometimes go, they don't go, then they stop going.
Yes.
They paid all that money, got slim, and then they put the weight on again.
Yes.
Then they go back and have to have a contract for 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year.
You know the October storm of 87?
Where is this going? I guess... That's an irrational excitement of yours, is it?
Yeah, because on the day of the October storm, I thought it was going to be the end of the world.
Which year?
The October 87 storm.
Okay.
On that day, it was really windy, and I thought, I feel like it's going to be the end of the world, and then the storm happened in the night.
So luckily it was just a storm, it wasn't the end of the world.
No.
Well, Sam, thanks for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Andrew.
Good evening.
Good evening, Andrew.
Right, first time caller to your show.
Well done.
Well, I'm going back to the tube section for 1 second, what you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
There are sections of the tube, actually, where trains do pass each other.
Okay.
And they're on the circle line.
Okay. This is in the opposite direction, is it?
Yes, they both go in the opposite direction.
Okay, well, that was Chris that bought the opposite direction. That wasn't really what I was talking about. That's Chris. Right, that's Chris has been naughty there.
Anyway,
very naughty.
Postman.
Yes. Ah, what happens in the postman?
That was a strange one, because it really gives an idea of what future is. But I presume it's in the future.
Right.
And he goes into a town one day, into a post office, and it's deserted.
Yeah.
He finds a uniform, and he uses it to get away from the baddies, and starts to deliver mail instead.
Well, hang on. So you don't know why the place is... Has there been a nuclear war or something?
It didn't look like there had been a nuclear war, and that was a strange thing about it. You couldn't really tell whether it was in the past or in the future, because at the end of the film, as you see, they got boats in the background. So there wasn't a nuclear war in the film. So the era, you know, whatever time he was in, that's when it started.
Are there cars in the film?
No.
Oh, I'm bored already. There's no car. You've got a film without
cars.
There's
all horseback and that sort of thing.
And who are the baddies?
The baddies were a bunch of guys who wanted to rule every town, and they decided to rule the world as they wanted it. And basically, you were just hooked into it.
Right.
And so you had no choice, you're either in or you were dead.
Yes.
And so lots of little towns revolted and they didn't want to be in. And, you know, they'd go around killing and robbing these towns.
Yes.
And then along comes Kevin Costner and he joins up and escapes.
Yes.
And he goes to one of these little towns, and as I said, he finds a post office, and in the post office there's a uniform, so he just puts it on.
Yes, okay.
So the film carries on from there.
Well, Andrew, listen, thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Well, we need to... I can't believe we're having a whole debate about the postman, but I'm intrigued now. When is the postman set? I thought it was a nuclear, but that sounds like it might be a cowboy. Can someone phone up with the definitive answer on when The Postman, starring Kevin Costner, is set, please? 0845 6060973, for goodness sakes. We'll have a little recap of what we're talking about in a minute as well. Peter!
Ian.
Hello, Peter.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good, good, good.
Yes.
A good Christian Slater film for you.
Go on.
The Name of the Rose.
Oh, is that the one with the ugly man in?
Yeah, Ron Perlman.
Is he in that?
He is, yeah. He's brilliant in that as well.
Well, I can't remember what happens in it. He's quite young in it, isn't he?
Pardon?
Is he quite young in it?
Yeah, he's 16, but he plays an apprentice to Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, okay.
Yeah?
I will give you In the Name of the Rose. Let's write this out. We're going to compile a list of good Christian Slater films. So far we have In the Name of the Rose. And that's it.
Okay.
Thank you, Peter.
Cheers, Ian.
Good lad, there we go. Well. Barbara.
Hi.
Hello, Barbara.
Ian, can I just say, I've been wanting to speak to you for months.
Okay, well, you could have called me. I'm here 5 nights a week.
Well, you say the number so quick, I could never get it.
But you I'm not being funny. You speak quite quickly yourself.
Oh, I know, but it's... Well, I could be like resident Chav, I suppose.
Okay. We need more Chavs on this show, yes.
Yeah, definitely. I must admit, we actually thought we'd see you. Me and my children thought we'd see you the other week. And I kept going, there's Ian. We was over Canary Wharf. And it was a rest on it. And it was just a bloke that actually looked like you. I was so disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, I got really excited. The kids thought I was really sad, actually. So I keep telling the kids about you. Listen to him, he's really mad.
But do the kids dig it, or do they think I'm rubbish?
Well, when I say kids, one's 20, one's 16.
Yeah, all right.
They start listening to you and they say you're a bit mad.
That's what I'm talking about, Barbara.
Yeah,
have you got the hots for me? Do you want me?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I think it's mental.
Okay, I've embarrassed myself there a little bit. Never mind. All right, go on, what can I do for you?
Oh, no, I just wanted to say a few films. Oh. Stigmata is a really, really good film, don't you think?
What is?
And Stigmata.
I've never seen it.
It's got the girl that does Medium, what's her name? Arness or something.
Arquette.
Yeah, Arquette. Right. And I can't remember, it's the Irish guy that's in a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Callum O'Neill.
No. Yeah. It actually might be him.
Okay. Yeah.
No, do you know what? I just can't remember his second name.
Yeah.
What was the other film? I've lost the plot now.
Oh, Barbara.
Bad Boys was very good.
Have these got Christian Slater in?
No.
Well, that's... You can't just phone up and
say... I've had to work late tonight, so I've only just come
out. You can't just phone up and say good films. We're trying to find good films that have got Christian Slater in.
Well, I'll tell you what, actually, Christian Slater was on Channel 4 yesterday, and so I know he's in a play at the moment.
Yeah, he's in a play, yeah.
I know, but I don't think he's very good, don't you?
Okay. Well, Barbara, thank you for that.
That's all right.
If you do see me, come and say hello. But don't just phone up and say, good films. We're doing films that got Christian Slater in that are good. And I do need to know when The Postman was set. I'm getting a little bit obsessed about it now. I don't want to have to hire it out and watch it. 0845 6060 973. Speak to Alex after this.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30. I'm Holly Holland. Sir Mingus Campbell has stepped down as leader of the Liberal Democrats. Despite poor recent poll ratings and criticism from within the party of his performance, the Lib Dems insist he wasn't pushed out. MP for Twickenham Vince Cable becomes acting leader until an election for his replacement is held. A detailed timetable is expected to be announced tomorrow. His predecessor Charles Kennedy has been quick to speak of his shock over Sir Ming's resignation. He says he's sorry things have turned out this way for him. And Gordon Brown's paid tribute to him as a man of great stature and integrity, who has served his party and country with distinction. In other news, two brothers and a third man have been remanded in custody over a fatal knife attack in Thamesmead. 44-year-old Mark Evans was found with stab wounds on Kale Road on Thursday night. He died from his injuries on Friday morning. Two other men have been arrested in connection with his death. One remains in custody. The other's been bailed. And first it was fashion, then it was reported she's going to do a Parky Honours. Now Lily Allen is branching out even further. According to reports, the singer's looking into creating her very own record label. In London's travel news, the crash on the A1M out of town has just passed Junction 4. Welwyn Garden City has now been moved out of the way. But on the tubes, there are severe delays on the Piccadilly line. In London's weather, cloud thickening up tonight, bringing patchy rain from the northwest by morning, and there'll be lows of 12 degrees Celsius. You with LBC, it's 8:31.
Simplicity is a wonderful thing. Like when you see, speak and surf for just £26 a month with Sky. A simple combination of great Sky TV, fast broadband and no extra charge for UK evening and weekend landline calls. With a simple, ongoing price that doesn't shoot up later. Available to both new customers and those already with us. To find out more, call 08702 42 42 42 or go to sky.com. Simple. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup, BT loan rental payable, 0102 numbers only. Subject to availability, UK households, minimum contracts and terms apply.
Ian Lee's good evening.
Alex!
All right, mate, how's it going?
Bring it, give it to me, come on, let's have it, let's be having you. Let's take this show up another gear now, can we? It's been a little bit flat for the first hour and a half, but with the poor start the heat of being in a studio without air conditioning, Alex, but let's just ratchet this up to the next level. Come on, Alex, give it to me, Alex. Take us home, baby, what have you got?
I got two things I want to talk about.
All right, yes.
First of all, an irrational joy or pleasure.
Yes.
I particularly like clicking and dragging my mouse from the top right to the bottom left of my computer screen.
Oh, hang on a second. Let me just try it from the top right.
It's a lot of fun. So top right to the top left. If you do it quick and let go and repeat and do it.
What do you mean? So left click?
No, you left click from the top right of the screen to the bottom left. It's very satisfying.
Right. And what does it do?
Nothing. It's just incredibly satisfying. It's totally irrational.
Perfect. No, you've got it. You've got it. We're asking for your irrational turn-ons.
Well, the other thing I did want to mention was my biggest fear. I know that's technically deviating.
Oh, this is.
However, I'm absolutely terrified of the idea of rats growing opposable thumbs and evolving to the size of humans.
Oh, that happened once, didn't it? Did it?
I don't have a clue. I'm sure it probably didn't, but
no.
And I'm sure it's technically impossible. But if you think about it, if they grow opposable thumbs, they've got a big enough brain to be able to work out how to get to me, and that's a scary thought.
Why does that scare you so much?
Well, you see, I got a bit of a phobia of rats.
Yeah.
But I'm finding the fact that, you know, they're quite small. Yeah. I can probably outrun one. I don't know.
Oh, you could not outrun a rat, Alex?
Yeah, maybe not. They
you couldn't outrun a rat. They can go like the wind.
Yeah, they are pretty swift.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But you get my drift.
Okay, Alex.
Grew opposable thumbs.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
There we go. Alex is. Well, I tell you what we can do there. So we're doing irrational turn-ons. One of mine is driving through traffic lights when they're not working at a busy junction. I love it. I find it so exciting. And we can do, because it isn't Chris's topic, because that was rubbish, we can do your irrational fears. Fears that you. Chris, have you got any irrational fears?
Tripping over in front of a load of people.
That's a proper fear, though. That's a real fear.
Oh.
OK, have a think about it. We'll come back to you in a little bit. Your irrational fears. 0845 6060 973. Ian, do you know about The Postman?
I know about The Postman,
Ian. Is it one of your favourite films?
Well, I've never actually seen it myself, but my dad
watched it many moons ago, and I remember him going on about it, saying, this is the best film ever. But yeah, it's got Kevin Costner in, hasn't it?
So. Yeah, it got slated at the time.
Well, my dad seemed to like it.
I'm kind of keen, although there are no cars in it, which is upset me a bit. So, when is it set?
Right, well, I've got the tagline here.
Yeah.
It's 2013.
Oh.
War has crippled the earth.
Oh, yes.
Technology has been erased.
Erased.
Our only hope is an unlikely hero.
Kevin Costner, The Postman.
Yes.
2013 is an odd, not too far in the future time to set a movie.
Well, The Postman came out in 1997, so I guess
that. 2013 was like the future to them.
Yeah, but to us, it's just tomorrow.
To us, it's the year after the Olympics go wrong. but what? How has technology been erased? You can't just erase technology.
I don't know. If I'm honest, that's as far as the timeline goes.
Mate.
Nuclear Holocaust aftermath, it says here. Plot keywords.
What?
Plot keywords, nuclear holocaust aftermath. So there's obviously been a bomb dropped or something like that.
Right, but so technology is wiped out.
There we go. But I've got a plot outline. If I do this, though, we'll ruin it, won't we, surely?
Oh, ruin it. Come, let's ruin The Postman. I think we can ruin a 10-year-old film.
Okay, in the year 2013, civilization is all but destroyed.
Hang on, Ian. This is sounding dull. I know, I need to do something to make... Not your fault, my fault entirely. What we need is a little bit of, okay, away you go.
In the year 2013, civilization has all but destroyed itself. After a war that decimated the government and most of the population of the United States, possibly the world, people struggle to survive against starvation and rogue groups of armed men. One such group is the Hollandists. This group is bigger than
named
any
after Holland
other,
source.
And their leader is General Bethlehem, who has delusions of ruling the country. A drifter, Costner, is captured by the group and forced to join. He escapes at the first chance,
yeah,
and happens on a mail jeep with a skeleton on it.
Oh.
The skeleton is wearing a postal uniform,
yeah,
and the drifter takes it onto him to keep him warm.
Still has a dead man's uniform.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
He also finds a mailbag and starts conning people with old letters. The hope he sees in the people he delivers to changes his plans, and he decides that he must help bring the Hollandists down.
Wow.
That's in 2013. War destroyed most of the US.
And you've just done that bit?
It just keeps repeating it.
Oh, don't read it again. We've got the basic gist of it. It's set in 2013, and war has destroyed most of the USA, possibly the world. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, it does sound a bit rubbish, doesn't it?
It does. It doesn't sound too good.
Well, Ian, thank you for that.
That's
You've explained right. The Postman better than any man ever could. Even Costner himself would have been hard-pushed to do that. So, we'll do a recap after nine now. I've kind of missed the opportunity of doing a proper recap of what we're talking about. And we are talking about a lot of things. If you've just tuned in and you don't know what we're talking about, stick with it for a bit. Well, as long as you want, really, I don't mind. Or you can phone up and ask. 0845 6060 973. If no one phones up and asks what we're talking about, I'll tell you after 9 o'clock. Jim is in the Beckenham.
Hi, Ian. Good evening.
Good evening, Jim.
Hi. I saw a film. You're talking films, and this is a time travel film, which I know you like.
Yes.
I saw this about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I've never seen it since.
Yes.
Never heard it mentioned since.
Yeah.
But it played a great part in my upbringing. It played a, you know, it was...
Is it Peggy Sue Got Married?
No, it had a great effect on my life. And I think they got the idea of The One from this film.
Oh, the Jet Li film?
Yeah.
How old are you, Jim?
I don't ever mention my name.
52?
No.
Older?
I can't remember.
You're older than 52 and you're aware of Jet Li's The One. Well done, you, sir. Congratulations.
Well, I didn't say older.
Well, but you implied.
The Fifth Amendment. But anyway, let me get back to my
Jet Li's The One is a great film.
The One is fantastic.
It is a brilliant film.
Yeah, I like Jet Li.
Yeah, he's good. He's made some rubbish films in America, though. That's the problem with these...
His films are rubbish.
These Hong Kong stars go to America and make a load of old tosh, and most of them are rubbish. Have you seen Once Upon a Time in China?
I did, yeah.
The first one, that's brilliant. That's a good film. The second one's pretty good. The third one's rubbish, but it's a good film.
That one with Bob Hoskins. God, blimey, that was terrible.
Which one with Bob Hoskins?
He plays
where he's like a dog. He plays like his slave or something.
Yeah, absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
Anyway, this film I saw 35 years ago or more, it was about an American battalion of troops who got transported back in time to ancient Japan. And they were in the middle of a war with three warlords. And it was a bit like Ran. You know the film. One warlord had red, and one had blue, and one had yellow.
Yeah.
And they befriended one of the warlords.
Right.
And that tipped the balance of power.
Right.
But then they fell out with him, and then they fell out with all three, and eventually all three united against them.
Right.
And as they were being attacked by bow and arrows and lances and swords, yes, and samurai,
yes,
they were shooting them all down with tanks and,
yes,
M60s and everything.
Yes.
But they were slowly running out of bullets.
The bullets, yes.
Did you see that film?
No, but it sounds like an exact remake of a Japanese film called Time Wars, a.k.a. G.I. Samurai, where some G.I.s, Japanese G.I.s, go back in time to the samurai days and do exactly what you've just said, but they're Japanese.
Oh.
It sounds like... You sure they weren't Japanese soldiers that went
no,
back?
No, they were Americans.
Well, then the Americans have ripped it off.
Well, it was a very good film. It was. I don't know why it never got more. Maybe that's because it was a copy or something, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I thought you'd like that.
Is... OK, I've got to ask you, is Christian Slater in it?
No, he's not.
That's
we're talking about Christian Slater. You know, you're talking about the Ladybirds.
Yeah.
That bloke who said they were Harlequin Ladybirds, he was right.
Yes.
But they're not from Eastern Europe. They're from the Colombian area of South America. And they mutated from the heroin fields over there.
Are they carrying heroin on them?
No, what they do, you've got to get a mosquito net if you've got them in your house, because burrow into your ears.
They lay eggs in your ears. No, they don't. They do not do that, James.
Well, I know somebody who it happened to.
No, you don't.
He was sent up to the hospital for tropical diseases.
If this is a punchline, you're banned for the rest of the week.
It's not, no, not a punchline. What I suggest is you get a mosquito net.
Still waiting for the punchline.
There is no punchline.
And where do I put the mosquito net? Over my ears?
Over the four-poster. If you've not got a four-poster, have some carpenter stick four poles on each corner and just cover it with a mosquito net. You can get it out of B&Q.
Jim, thank you for that.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, it's Polsky Steve.
Yeah, hi, Ian.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, I'm going fine. What do you want to hear about? Slater or Postman?
Let's have Slater.
Okay, most of the people were talking about movies where he was playing main roles. I know one movie when he played a role that lasted maybe 10 or 15 seconds.
Okay.
It was definitely Christian Slater.
Okay, what was it?
It was one of the movies with Star Trek. He was opening a door for Captain Picard and saying something that he already arrived. He does.
I remember that.
You remember this one?
Yeah.
I don't remember which one is it. It's... maybe it's not First Contact. I think it's the one before.
He does pop up in that. I remember that. Hey, you see they're going to make a new Star Trek film?
Yes, I heard.
And Simon Pegg is playing Scotty.
Yeah.
I think that'd be quite good. I like Simon Pegg. I think he's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
About the Postman.
Yeah.
About the Postman. Yes. I don't know if you know an interesting fact that Kevin Costner's son is playing in this movie.
He's what? Kevin Costner's son is in The Postman.
Yeah, I think I'm 90% sure. He. There's a scene when he's riding on a horse through a village, and a woman gives a letter to a boy, or a boy has a letter.
Yes.
He runs off so excited. He holds the letter up in the air.
Yes.
Postman drives through, and he's like disappointed. And then Postman comes back and picks it up. And at the end of the movie, they have the statue of him.
A statue of Costner.
Costner on a horse picking up the letter from a little boy.
Wow.
And the little boy is the Kevin Costner son.
Is it any good, or is it a load of old guff?
Oh, you haven't seen Postman?
No. Well, you've ruined the end now, so I don't need to see it. Is it rubbish?
No, I mean, it's... Even if you know about the stars, it's irrelevant, because you have to see the whole story. I enjoyed the movie. I've seen it a few times myself, you know?
Hang on. Okay, here's the new thing. How many times have you seen The Postman?
Four or five times.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the game for the rest of the show. Who has seen The Postman the most times? Polsky Steve has seen it five times.
I have off topic for you.
Yes.
Of interest.
Yes.
Ace Frehley is back and he's going to be doing a gig next for Halloween somewhere in the States.
He's in the States?
Yeah, and probably he's going to do it in a spacesuit. In January, he's supposed to release his... he's officially talking about it on a...
Yes.
Trunk, what's his name? Trunk, well, you know, some radio station that he's gonna release the CD.
So, this is, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a little Kiss chat here. This is Ace Frehley, the original guitarist from Kiss.
I know, but this
Halloween, he's gonna play a gig.
He's gonna be playing probably in a spaceman's outfit, you know.
In a spaceman's outfit?
Okay, no, his Kiss outfit, you know?
Yeah, oh, his Kiss outfit.
Yeah, Yeah. But anyway, about Postman, I liked it. You know, I mean, you have to see it for yourself. You have to judge it yourself because everybody has different tastes.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it.
Polsky Steve, thank you for all of that. Excellent call as always. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. There we go. Right. 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, we have got topics on the go. I shall tell you what they are after 9 o'clock, not before then, unless someone specifically calls up and requests to be filled in. Otherwise, you will just have to wait until after 9 o'clock, and I suspect we'll lose most of our audience to the Dragon's Den. I'm going to be watching it. Am I allowed to watch Dragon's Den on the telly?
No.
I won't have the sound up?
No.
Just the picture?
No.
Okay, that's out of order. So, 0845 60 60 973. More of your calls after this. It's the Travel News Now with Karen.
In Staines, there's a crash on the A30 London Road. It's shut as you head out of town between Town Lane and the Crooked Billet, and that's accident causing delays. In Chelsea, King's Road is shut in both directions at Edith Grove, where there's a gas leak, and the A5 is still closed through Maidvale in both directions between the Marylebone flyover and Hall Road, where a burst water main damaged the road surface on Friday. It still hasn't been repaired yet. The North Circular will have a lane shut for resurfacing works eastbound at Bounds Green Road around 9 o'clock, so we're keeping our eye on that situation for you. If you're stuck anywhere, please give me a ring on the jam line. It's 08000 68 60 80. Heading out onto the tubes, there are still, I'm afraid, severe delays on the Piccadilly line after emergency engineering works at King's Cross. There are also delays on the Jubilee line, and if you need to use the Victoria line, don't forget, from 10 o'clock there won't be any. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 30 minutes.
Next time you're out shopping and get caught out in a downpour, remember you can check out the latest weather on your mobile phone. Just call 0901 723 6666 and choose weather. Weather.
We've still got some further bursts of showery rain.
You can also select to hear news and travel updates.
Store 0901 723 6666 into your mobile now and stay in touch with LBC wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Calls cost 35 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary.
News, weather and travel on the go from LBC.
Order, order! Can my right honourable friend confirm that the thrifty economic policies of the past regarding endowments will continue?
When it comes to our endowment policies, we will always sell through AAP, not surrender like other spendthrift parties have tended to do. So members can now look forward to an even bigger and better private bar.
If you're thinking of surrendering an endowment policy, then you could budget for much more by selling through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yes, it's... what time is it? It's nearly 9 o'clock. I'm a bit hungry. I'm trying to eat healthier again now. I've had 3 months of just being a fatty butty. And I'm going back to the gym now. Even though I've had a headache for the last 7 days, that can't be good. I've probably got an aneurysm. I'm trying to eat healthy, saying that I had a burger today, but it's a veggie burger, and it was in a healthy place. It was in a place that looked healthy, so that means it's good.
Well, it's in a BAP, isn't it?
It's in an onion BAP, yeah.
Well, onions are good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Onions are good. Bread is good for you. I had this lovely sauce they had there. It was chili and garlic. It's like my mouth. It's like tomato ketchup, but it's chili and garlic flavour. So I went to the gym, had that. So I'm eating healthy. So I'm not eating chocolate, Chris. If you hear me asking you to get chocolate, at any point during the rest of the year, I want you to say no, Ian. I'm not doing that for you. And then I'll say, oh, Chris, just do it. You say no, Ian. I'm not doing that. It's for your own good. And I say, Chris, shut up. I'm hungry. Get me a chocolate. Say no. I'm not doing it.
Right, what if you pay me?
Oh, if I pay you to do it, then you have to get me one.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the get-out. So I've got three times I'll ask for it, you say no, then I pay you to get me one, and then you get me one, okay?
Yeah, sure.
That's good. That's going to work.
Fold at money.
There we go. So I hear. That's a solid working plan we've got there. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's Lewis, of all people. Lewis.
Lewis, Ian.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Listen, we need to know who the best front man ever was.
In a rock band?
Well, it doesn't have to be any... it doesn't necessarily be a rock band. But I think, you know...
The best front man?
Yeah, but I think we should...
It's Mika! No, it's not. It's not Freddie Mercury, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it ain't Freddie Mercury.
No, it ain't Freddie Mercury.
I just saying the listeners may have their opinion.
Why do you need to know this, Lewis?
Well, I don't necessarily need to know at all. I just thought it'd been interested, or not interested, but a bit of fun for to phone you up. And
you've not phoned us for ages, have you?
I haven't, man. I'm terribly sorry. That's I okay. haven't, but what day is it? Tuesday, Monday. So I'm just phoned up and, you know.
Who do you think the best front man is, Lewis?
Well, on this side of the pond, I would have to say, it's not the best songwriter, that's what I'm saying. We're not saying who's
no,
the best band.
Frontman.
And we're not saying who's the best songwriter, anything like that.
No, frontman.
Right, yeah. So you need charisma and stuff. In this country, well, Britain or whatever, I don't, to be honest, I know it sounds, I may sound a bit tacky, but I think, you know, no one can touch Liam Gallagher, really.
Oh, well, no! I thought you were going to come out with something good then. Everyone can touch him and everyone can beat him. He looks like a monkey. You might as well get the PG Tips monkey to front a band for all the charisma he's got.
Oh, come on. Well, all right, tell me this. Why has Noel made his own brother? He's got two brothers, Liam and Paul.
Paul's the fat one, isn't he?
Right, okay. But why has Noel, if Noel's actually sung on songs, isn't he?
Yes.
So, therefore, he has made Liam Gallagher or whatever, because Liam is in the band.
Yes.
Multi-millionaire.
Yes.
So, if Liam was useless and talentless or whatever...
They all are.
Well, no one wrote the songs. All of them
They're rubbish songs that he ripped off, yeah.
On the other side of Atlantic, I'll probably have to say... You know, people,
you were in the middle of asking a question there,
I'm just trying to steer away from it.
The reason Liam is the singer, wasn't it Liam's band, and he invited Noel to join?
Yes, but Noel... then said, we do it my way, I become, and the band was called something else. All Liam could do was shout. Let's face it, Liam Gallagher is probably the worst
front man in the world.
No.
I've just turned you around 180 degrees on what you were saying.
Liam Gallagher is an excellent front man, but he's a terrible singer.
Okay. Right, and on the other side of the Atlantic, America.
I would have to say probably Jim Morris. I think.
Oh, what? No, are you having a laugh, Lewis?
Hold on, I think Jim... All right, so actually...
I tell you who's better than Jim Morrison. I'm not a massive fan of him.
We're not talking about great albums.
No, it's about frontmen, I know. I tell you who's a better frontman than Jim Morrison. Iggy Pop. I'm not even a massive Iggy Pop fan. He's much better.
Axl Rose is better than both of them, surely. No?
No. Well, Lewis, you've really prompted some heated discussion here.
Well, I just think people could phone up. We're talking about frontmen, so we're not talking about songwriters, because I think McCartney, Lennon, or whatever.
No, I know we're talking about frontmen.
Yeah, we're talking about utter charisma, frontman stage. I would honestly think the other side of Atlantic, I'd probably say Axl Rose.
Let's ask Chris, because Chris has got his pulse on music. Chris, who would you say is the best frontman? Not songwriter. We're not talking about songwriters, are we, Lewis?
Are you talking Britain?
Are we talking about songwriters, Lewis?
No. You just ask Chris, but I have one for this side of the pond.
Okay, so Chris, we want from this side of the pond, the best frontman, and from the other side of the pond, the best songwriter, is it, Lewis?
No, because the songwriter, that's
different.
You know, McCartney, Lennon, or Richards and whatever, you know what I mean? Jagger.
Yeah.
Every time, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Richards and Jagger ain't going to win nothing on this show.
Oh, fair enough.
Apart from Mick Jagger being star of the best sitcom ever. but, okay,
we're talking just, forget songwriting, we're talking pure charisma, style, you know, on stage, like, rather than, like, your, you know, your half-wits, like Chris Martin's down there singing Yellow and... You know.
Yeah. So, Chris, the question is... ask him the question, Lewis. Go on.
Pardon?
Yeah.
I have to ask.
Ask Chris the question. Go on.
Right, OK. I want two answers. The best front man, this side of the pond, that's Britain. Second be Scotland, obviously England, Wales, Northern Ireland. And then we want the top... the best American. So, obviously, you talk Kurt Cobain, but let's face it, he shot himself.
He did shoot himself, yep.
Yeah, that's the thing. People say, oh, Kurt Cobain, great front man, but... idiot shot himself.
Yeah, how can you be a great frontman if you shot him? Anyway, Chris, let's get the answer from you.
This side of the pond.
That means England. Britain.
Well, England, Scotland and Wales.
Don't say Ian Brown.
And Ireland?
Don't say Ian Brown, whatever you do.
He just used to stand there as if
he... doesn't know who Ian Brown is, Lewis. Let's try. Who's Ian Brown?
I've got my answer.
OK, let's see your answer.
That dude from the Kinks.
Yeah.
That's not a bad answer.
No, it's...
Yeah, all right, so the dude from the Kinks, and in America...
Chris, the greatest American frontman.
He knows the question.
Okay.
Right, that side of the pond. Michael Jackson?
Oh, my God.
I'm not a Jackson fan. He was a good frontman.
Yeah, there's no band in.
Oh, yeah, apart from, I don't know, the Jackson 5.
Yeah, but they're a group, aren't they? Like...
hang on. We're going to go with the difference between a group and a band.
Oh, all right, hold on a minute. Take that. I'm bang on Take That. I loathe Robbie Williams, and I'm so proud. And please take that.
I'm proud of Robbie Williams. He's done well, hasn't he?
Oh, no, I'm a Gary Barlow man.
Oh, okay.
God, I'd love to do something.
Okay, well, Lewis, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I better go.
Good lad.
A full head of hair is part of what makes a man feel like a man, know what I mean? So when it starts to
disappear, you can end up losing your mojo and feeling a little bit, But
Regain is clinically proven to help stop hair loss in 8 out of 10 cases. Visit regain.co.uk or your local pharmacy for a product that can help you rediscover your shamalama ding-dong. Regain, hair for life.
Regain for Men contains minoxidil for hereditary hair loss, requires continuous use. Always read the label.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh dear, what delightful fruitcakes we're getting through this evening. Damien!
Hello, mate.
Isn't it? It's a lot calmer than... I don't know if you heard the start of the show. It's a lot calmer than it was then.
It does seem to be, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Can I apologise to everyone listening for my outbursts during that part of the show? I'm professional, Damien. I'm professional, unnecessary, unwarranted. I need one more word beginning with un.
Unworthy?
No, it was worthy.
Unnecessary?
I've done that one.
Unwarranted?
I've done that one as well, mate.
Unthoughtful?
That's not a word. You'd be thoughtless is what you're trying to say. Let's just say un, okay? Let's just leave it
unwise.
At un. What?
Unwise.
Unwise is definitely the right word, Damien. Very unwise. Let's see. Unwise, yes. Anyway, Damien, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm phoning about the ladybird.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Well, I read recently, and I don't know which paper it was, one of the free ones you get on the train, the Metro or the London Light.
Oh, yeah.
I read. That apparently these ladybirds are all evil, foreign, killer, cannibalistic ladybirds.
Oh, right.
That are eating our native ladybirds and taking over.
So they are going to destroy our ladybirds, are they?
Apparently so. I can't remember which way round it is, but apparently our ladybirds are either two spots or six. And the foreign ones, vice versa.
Well, the foreign ones are either black or orange, I think.
I think they're red. They've just got more dots than ours.
No.
I might be wrong.
I saw a ladybird today that had 15... I thought the dots meant how old it was.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh! I tell you what, listen to this, Damien, right? On Sunday, my girlfriend had to get up to go to work. She got up about 6 o'clock to go to work, Sunday morning, right?
Yeah.
So I got up Sunday morning, and I went for a run at 6... No, I left at 6:09 in the morning. I went for a run. Just a 15-minute run, because I want to try and get back into it. I was freezing, it was dark, I had my headphones on, I was miserable, I got home, I was nearly sick. Had a shower, got out of the shower. What are you doing?
Work.
Well, you're a thief or something?
No, I install cables, data cables, computer network cables.
Okay. I looked in the bath, there was... the biggest bumblebee I have ever seen in my life. A bumblebee.
Oh, do you know what?
It was 2 inches long.
Bumblebees are good.
Why?
Because, do you know you were talking earlier on about small thrills?
Oh, yeah. Your irrational excitements, yes.
That's one of mine, is stroking bumblebee.
Oh, no!
Find a bumblebee and catch it. You just put your finger out and they'll generally step onto it and you can stroke them. They like it.
No, they...
They do.
Oh, God, I've killed bumblebees in the past. Now I feel...
No, you shouldn't kill... Do you know they're solitary as well?
Apart from when they live in hives.
No, apparently they live on their own.
What, bees?
Yeah, bumblebees.
Bumblebees live on their own?
Yeah, little holes.
How do they make babies?
They meet other bumblebees, but they don't live in hives and colonies.
Oh, and you...
I might be lying.
Are you lying?
Well, I'm not lying. I heard it. I hear a lot of things, though.
Have you actually stroked a bumblebee?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Because you find them in your garden occasionally, and they're, like, knackered. Apparently Bluetooth is interfering with them, and you find them on the floor, knackered.
Bluetooth is interfering with bumblebees?
Yeah, haven't you heard that? Apparently Bluetooth is interfering with all kinds of bees. That's why you keep finding dead bees all over the place.
Because of Bluetooth?
Apparently.
Damien, I think I love you, and I want you to call in more often, please. You're a genius. Cheers, boss. Good luck with your cable.
Okay.
Bye bye. Well, that. How much did we get from that call there? Bluetooth interferes with bumblebees. That's insane.
He was value for money.
He was very, very good. Put him on the payroll. We'll have him back. Right. Okay, well, have you ever stroked a bumblebee? That's the last hour of the show. A whole hour dedicated. Oh, Paul?
Hello.
I'll come back to you after the news, if that's all right.
Okay, then.
Okay, he sounded disappointed there. I bet he puts the phone down. Right, 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. More of your calls and that recap of the topics I was promising after the latest LBC 97.3 news.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, Campbell quits as leader of the Lib Dems. 3 are in court over the Thamesmead murder, and an eco-warrior takes on the Terracotta Army. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Holly Holland. He was calling for a general election earlier this month, now Samingis Campbell's quit as Lib Dem leader. It's seen as a response to gloomy poll ratings and concern within party circles about his age and performance since taking over from Charles Kennedy. MP for Twickenham Vince Cable's acting leader ahead of a leadership race. The party's president and the MP for North Southwark and Bermondsey Simon Hughes paid this tribute to Samingis earlier.
Min Campbell has this evening submitted his resignation as the leader of the Liberal Democrats with immediate effect. For the last 2 years, Ming has given huge purpose and stability to our party. He has led the professionalisation of the party, and he has led the very successful preparations for the general election whenever it comes.
Well, Lib Dem MP for North Devon, Nick Harvey, has told LBC Sir Ming's resignation was totally unexpected.
This is definitely a decision he's come to today. I believe during the course of the afternoon it's taken me by surprise. I think it's taken everybody here by surprise. Very dignified, quick, graceful exit, one I regret very much, and certainly it has been a shock for us all.
Prime Minister Gordon Brown has paid tribute to Samingis, describing him as a man of great stature and integrity who has served his party and country with distinction. And Tory leader David Cameron's also wished him well. In other news headlines this hour, 3 men have been remanded in custody, charged with the murder of a man in Thamesmead. 44-year-old Mark Evans was found outside Timothy House on Kale Road shortly before 11:30pm on Thursday. He'd been stabbed. Jim Diamond has more from the LBC News Centre.
Brothers Gary and Carl Wheel from Thamesmead and a third man, Robert Randall, appeared at Bexley Magistrates Court and next appear at the Central Criminal Court on October 22nd. Mark Evans was stabbed last week. He was taken to the Royal London Hospital but died in the early hours of Friday. A post-mortem examination gave the cause of death as multiple knife wounds.
Postal union leaders have adjourned their meeting to decide whether to accept a deal and end strike action. The Communication Workers Union will resume talks tomorrow. This as the first official estimate has put the cost of the dispute to the London economy alone at more than £300 million. And the British Museum is reviewing its security procedures after an eco-protester put face masks on 2 members of the Chinese Terracotta Army. Martin Wyness from Hereford climbed over a barrier stretching around the exhibits to draw attention to China's polluting record. And in London's travel news, in Staines, the A30 London Road is closed heading out of town between Town Lane and the Crooked Billet roundabout, where there's an accident. And on the tubes, there are severe delays on the Piccadilly line. In London's weather, cloud thickening up tonight, bringing patchy rain from the northwest by morning. And there'll be lows of 12 degrees Celsius. You with LBC, it's 9:03.
London's biggest conversation. LBC. LBC. LBC
97.3. Ian Lee. Good evening. It's 9 o'clock. 2 hours down, 1 hour to go. And I'm going home for my dinner after this, then going to bed. How can I have had a headache for a week? It's not good, is it? There's something going on there. And I'm trying to stop... You shouldn't take too many Nurofen. You take too many, it's not good for your liver or something, or your kidneys, or your guts. So I've been putting Tiger Balm on my head. So I smell of menthol or eucalyptus or something. I smell of one of those things. just thought I'd tell you that, apropos nothing. Okay. I did promise to have a little recap of what we talked about. For some reason, we've done stat loads of stuff today. A stack load of stuff. So let's have a little recap. We've been talking about ladybirds. It's a bit boring, actually. don't nod, Chris. Don't nod.
I wasn't nodding in...
You went... It's interesting, but a little bit boring. So we can move off that a bit, maybe.
I put the photos on the website and everything.
Okay. Tell people how to get to the photos on the website.
All you have to do...
These are the photos of the ladybirds in my house, by the way.
All you have to do is log on to lbc.co.uk.
When you say log on, you just mean go there.
Yeah, but it's technical, isn't it?
Well, no, log on means you've got to input, like, usernames, passwords, etc., etc.
Right. If you go to presenter homepages...
Yes.
Then click on Ian Lee.
Yes.
Then when you get to Ian Lee's homepage, click on Show News.
Yeah, Show News.
And it'll tell you there... to click on the photos.
Who's
for,
she?
For the ladybugs.
Okay, so the photos of the... Don't call them ladybugs. That makes me think you're six or mentally unstable. They're ladybirds. That's the technical Latin name for them.
Even the male ones?
Yeah, they don't have male ones. They're, they're hermaphrodites. So, we've talked about that, but I'm a bit bored of it. But you can go and see the pictures of the ones in my house by following those simple, easy instructions as given to you by my producer, Agent Chris. We've also trying to find out who's seen The Postman... The film, not the bloke that comes up. I got some letters today. Thanks, Roma. I got some letters, and I got a parcel from Amazon that I ordered 2 weeks ago. They delivered it to the wrong house. They delivered it to the wrong house. So thank you to the lady next door who did the job of Royal Mail. I hate that company. I hate them with a passion. Anyway, I've still got... I tell you the film I've ordered from Blockbuster, right, from the DVD online thing. Showtime. Have you heard of Showtime?
No.
Stars. Robert De Niro is a tough cop. Stars. Eddie Murphy is a tough cop. Stars. William Shatner as a reality TV host who teams up with the two of them, and De Niro and Eddie Murphy go on reality TV with William Shatner as cops.
Brilliant.
It does sound brilliant. Yeah, you can, man. It gets a whole 3 stars out of 5 on the Blockbuster website.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, that's a good score for a Shatner movie. If anyone's seen Showtime, any good is it? We're talking a lot about film stuff. It doesn't matter. We can do that. I realise everyone's off watching Dragons then now. I'm pretty much talking to myself here. So, how many times have you seen the film The Postman starring Kevin Costner? Polsky Steve has seen it 5 times, ladies and gentlemen. 5 times. Can anyone beat that? 0845 60 60 973. Irrational... I can't think of the word. Well, there's irrational fears. We had one guy call in who was scared of the thought of rats growing thumbs and growing to human size scared the hell out of him. So if there's anything like that... And also irrational turn-ons. I get excited when driving through traffic lights that are broken. It's like, for that one brief moment... You're actually in chaos. It's a lawlessness, and it's beautiful. I also like when you're on a tube train and another one pulls up beside it and you're going through a tunnel at the same time. And I also really, really like when listening to LBC News someone is talking, for example, David Cameron, and then they appear on Sky News at the same time. I like that. We have the sound down on Sky News. That is good for me. So any irrational turn-ons. There was other stuff. Oh, yeah, should I have felt guilty for turning that guy away? A guy turned up earlier on today at my house and wanted to do a survey, and I sort of said... I silently lied and said, no, I'm not. I don't really want to do it. And as he went, I thought, actually, I wouldn't have minded doing it, and I felt sorry for him. So if anyone's had a survey done to them today, what was it about? 0845 60 60 973. I think... Oh, we've mentioned the lazy can opener. Oh, there's other stuff. We'll talk about smells and Thanksgiving tomorrow, maybe. And dishwasher salt. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, dishwasher salt. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, everyone that calls in will be called Steve Allen. That's another rule we're going to have for tomorrow. Just every caller for the whole... We'll do it for an hour. If it gets too tedious, we'll stop. If it's the most exciting, amusing thing we've ever done, then we'll do it for the whole 3 hours, but we'll see. Right. It's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Ian.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Oh, sorry. I'm still you're not still on the Christian Slater subject.
Oh, John's just gone. Hang on. Was I speaking to you before? Did I speak to you before the news?
Just.
Oh, it wasn't John then.
No.
It was definitely you. Okay, sorry, boss. Because the next caller, John, has just put the phone down like a coward.
Oh,
what a bottler.
That's it. Well, I was talking to Chris, and I mentioned the Christian Slater film where he was with Morgan Freeman and Minnie Driver. Is it?
Minnie Driver asked me out for a drink once.
Oh,
absolute really? Old Moonface herself asked me out for a drink. And do you know what I said, Paul?
You said, sorry, I'm taken.
I went, no, I'm going to go home. Because you're a big movie star. She's actually really beautiful in real life. Really stunning.
Well, you're not in awe of these people, are you? You're in the same level of them now, are you?
No, I was in the same level, yes. No, I was a little bit nervous. I was going out with someone at the time, but that relationship was coming to an end, and I should have just thought, stuff it. Let's have a crack at driver, shall we? Let's see what we can do here. Let's try and work a bit of the old Lee magic. But I didn't.
If she'd said yes, would you have picked her up in a cab or in a flash car?
I would have asked her to get the bus. It was after we were doing a show for Radio 4, and at the end of it, she said, "Oh, would you like to come out for a drink? Some of us are going for a drink. Would you like to?" So admittedly, there were going to be other people there.
Yeah.
But she did. She made a point of saying, "Would you like to come out for a drink? We're all going to go out for a drink. Be nice if you wanted to just, you know, come along." I said, "Nah, I've got to go back home and do." I think I said I've got to go home and do the shopping. What an idiot! What an idiot!
Oh, well, there's a story to tell.
There's not a good story, but if anyone else has been asked out by famous people and you said no, can you give us a call and let us know why? Anyway, Paul, yes, Mini Driver, Morgan Freeman, Christian Slater.
Yes, I couldn't remember the name of the film, but I'm sure millions out there know it. But that was one film.
Give us a clue. What's it about?
Oh, he's an armoured car driver.
Is it Best Defence?
No, is it what, sorry?
No, it's not Best Defence, is it? No, that's something else.
No, it's not that one, no.
No.
And Morgan Freeman is the baddie, and he wants to rob the armoured truck, and then this huge flood happens or something, and the story continues on how to get the money out of the truck, and Christian Slater's protecting the broken-down truck.
That don't sound bad, actually.
Yeah, you don't remember that one?
No, I've never heard of it.
I'm sure other callers will tell
you. Hang on a second. I'm going to take a call from line... Line 8, do you know what that film is?
What film? No, I don't know. Sorry, mate.
Oh, okay. In that case, Chris, can you mark Line 8 for a callback? Sorry about that, Paul. I thought he knew.
Okay, yeah. That's just one I just come to mind, that's all.
Okay.
And the other thing was Kevin Costner films. I haven't seen that, the new one, but I'm a reluctant viewer of Kevin Costner films. They all flop.
Yeah. He's just really bland, I think, Kevin Costner.
Yeah, Waterworld was a good example. You know, the intention was there, but it just didn't work.
They spent millions on that, didn't they? That was a massive, massive, big budget thing.
He was trying to be Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Well, Mel Gibson's pretty rubbish as well, isn't he?
Well, I'd rate him more than higher than Kevin.
Oh, I'd rate him definitely in the hierarchy of slightly rubbish actors. Yeah, Gibson's way above Costa. Paul, listen, keep listening. We'll try and find the name of that film.
Yes, please do. Thanks.
Boss, thank you for that. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hello, John. Sorry, you're back on.
Hi. Sorry, you had me on hold for a while.
Okay.
I was about to say about Hard Rain, but the guy just beat me to it.
Hard Rain.
Yeah, Hard Rain with Christian Slater, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, it's called Hard Rain, is it?
Hard Rain.
Chris has typed up on my screen, because he's an idiot, Hard Drain.
No, Hard Rain.
Hard Drain, you muppet. Chris, it's Hard Rain.
That's what he told me.
No, he says Hard Rain. You typed up Hard Drain.
It's a really good film.
It's Hard Rain, not Hard Drain.
I bad.
And also, that film with Christian Slater in the Star Trek thing, it's The Undiscovered Country.
And he's literally only in it for a second, isn't he?
He was in there for about 15 seconds.
Why?
Because he's a Star Trek fan, and he begged the Star Trek people to let him do it.
Wow. I want to be in the new Star Trek film.
When's it out? I heard you on the radio talking about it earlier.
Well, I don't think they've even made it yet. I think they just announced I've heard, because it's the guy who directs Lost is doing it, or writes Lost.
Okay.
And it's going to be like a prequel to the original Star Trek, so it'll be them like Star Trek Academy...
a bit like the Enterprise, that was a bit of a flop.
The Enterprise?
Yeah, because they did the Next Generation, the original one, the Next Generation.
Oh yeah, then the one
and
with.
They went back to the original sort of film on Sky One recently.
Oh, is that the one with Quantum Leap, man?
Yeah, Quantum Leap. He was very good in that.
He's a good actor, I think, Scott Bakula.
Yes, he is. He's a very good actor. I watched him when he was in Quantum Leap. That was great.
Chris, Scott Bakula, Bakula. Send an email to Matt Harris. Let's get him on the show. Let's get Scott Bakula on the show.
Yeah, why not? It'd be great.
But so Enterprise was set before original Star Trek, was it?
Well, they obviously I'm a bit of a Trekkie fan, which makes me a bit nerdy.
No, I got to respect that. You're a good lad.
Basically, they did the original series, then they did the Next Generation.
Yeah.
Then they did They did Star Trek: Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine, I remember that. Yeah,
then they did Voyager, and then they did Enterprise, which went back before sort of Kirk.
And no one really liked it.
It was a bit of a flop. It what they should have done is gone forward, not backwards.
Yeah. Hey, are you a fan of the Battlestar Galactica?
Yes and no. The women are fantastic in it, though.
I'm halfway through series two. Oh, flip it. They've just found another battle star.
Just wait till you get to series three, mate. It is unbelievable.
Is it any good? Because I've had some people tell me that, and then some people say, oh, it loses it a bit in series three.
It does lose it towards the end.
Okay.
Because they're stopping it at the end of the third series.
Oh, so there's no more after that?
There's no more after it, so they sort of... It's sort of going to be predictable what the...
Oh, okay, all right. So, okay. But okay. But series two, where Adama, who I want to be my dad, by the way, Adama orders the execution of that that woman from the Pegasus. Oh, man, it's so good.
Yeah, she was hot.
Mmm. John, I've got to go. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, boss. There we go. Right, 0845 6060973 is the telephone number. More of your calls after this. It's the Travel News Now with Karen Mercer.
In Staines, there's an accident on the A30 London Road. It's shut as you head out of town between Town Lane and the Crooked Billet. It's involving a motorbike and it's right outside the Ashford Hospital. In Chelsea, King's Road is closed in both directions at Edith Grove, where there's a gas leak, and the A5, that's closed through the Maidervale area in both directions between the Marylebone flyover and Hall Road. There's a burst water main which damaged the road surface. It sprung up on Friday, and so they're going to have to actually resurface the road as well. The North Circular has a lane shut for resurfacing works eastbound at Bounds Green Road. It's normally a very busy stretch, so that's going to start queuing up. And on the tubes, the Piccadilly line is suspended in both directions between Oakwood and Cockfosters because of an incident, and there are severe delays on the rest of the line after emergency engineering works at King's Cross. There are also delays on the Jubilee line, and don't forget, from 10 o'clock, there won't be any Victoria line trains running. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 30 minutes.
Nick Ferrari has breakfast. I'll just read this because it's so good. This is Bob in Barnet. It must be hell being a newsreader on your programme, the way you keep butting in when they're in Phil Flow. Nick, who gives a stuff? One day one of these poor girls will get so exasperated they'll tell you in no uncertain manner to go forth and multiply. And while I'm on the subject of your behaviour, your morning exchange with Hank Potts, although funny, is a bit of a farce. I still think your show is great and my TV set's never on in the mornings. Thanks for that, Bob. You hate everything, virtually everything I do. But you listen all the time.
Love him or hate him, you just can't live without him. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3. If you're a new small business or are thinking about setting up on your own, LBC 97.3 and Lloyds TSB have made a series of podcasts to help you with everything from business plans to finance and marketing.
Mentoring is not telling you how to do things. It's bringing the best out of you, really. It's being a sounding board, working through options with you and providing that support. And actually, of course, that's another key ingredient in success, having support, family support, friends around you. You need to have a base of suppliers, somewhere to operate from. You know, even if you are working from home, you need to feel you're going to work. You know, a lot of people say, you know, they go to the shed at the bottom of the garden and put on their business clothes. If you've got a business idea, you may want to think about how you protect that. Start with the internet. Actually, there are a huge number of people who may well have looked at your idea before.
Download the free podcasts from lbc.co.uk and listen to James Max Sunday afternoons from 5. LBC
97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
I can sniff the end of the show. It's at 18 minutes past 9. It sounds like a time check. Don't worry, it's not. But I can almost feel the end of the show encroaching upon us. Clive Bull is on at 10 o'clock. He was very good last night. I only heard a bit of him last night. He does Sunday nights now, if you didn't notice. 10 till 1. I heard a bit of him, and then I kind of fell asleep, I think. What was I doing last night? We went to bed really early. Really early. I went to bed at about 10 o'clock last night.
I went to bed at 9:30.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? It was... I did it, because we were watching Halloween, the original Halloween, with the lights down. We had the lights down, curtains drawn, like, blanket over us. Ooh, scary, scary, scary. And we stopped it to get a cup of tea halfway through, and it was like 9 o'clock. We thought, I thought it was about 11. Then we went to bed. It's good. It was nice to have an early night. Yeah. So I heard a bit of Clive, then I fell asleep, I'll be honest. But he's on at 10 o'clock tonight. Anyway, sorry. Tom in the Marylebone. Hello, Tom.
Hi there. I'm not in Marylebone. I'm in Shepparton.
Oh, well, OK. Do you want to fight about it?
Well, I was in Marylebone before last time I called. I was working.
OK, well, you're forever going to be in Marylebone now.
OK.
We don't have the technology at this end to change that.
Well, I used to call Clive from Sunbury on another phone.
Oh. Well, that we've got Tom's tour of Great Britain. What can I do for you, Tom?
I think you've already covered this now, but Kevin Costner, the postman, was set in 2013.
It was 2013. How many times have you seen the postman? Can you beat Polsky Steve, who's seen it 5 times?
I've never seen it.
Oh, what, really?
No, I texted 6336.
Oh, you did the old AQA thing?
Yeah, and the Hard Rain as well. That's a terrible film.
Is it rubbish?
It's not very good.
Tom, well done you for spending £1 to get the answer for our topic.
Well, it was on the advert for LBC, so I was compelled to do it.
Well done, you see. Excellent proof. Chris, tell the bosses it works. Do more of that, please. Tom, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Cheers, boss. No one has seen The Postman more than 5 times. This is... it makes sense. It kind of makes sense. David!
Hi, is that Ian?
Yeah, is that David?
It is David.
How's it going?
Hi, Ian. You had someone pop around, knock at your door about a survey you said recently.
Yeah, today.
Today.
For Maury poll.
Well, listen, you could get your own back.
Okay.
I've got a theme for you for a survey for all your listeners.
Okay.
I got cornered the other evening by a girlfriend who went through the kitchen cupboards and... she found something that was 9.5 years old,
yeah.
And I just want to know if anybody else has got food that's 9.5 years out of date, or more.
9.5 years?
Pretty bad, eh?
What was it?
It was cake mix. I can't remember the last time I made anything.
So. I tell you who will have older than that. My mother. Seriously, man, she's got...
Never throw it away.
If it's in a tin, it doesn't go off. She keeps everything, and we've stopped doing it now. And I must admit, it's got a bit better because we had a big clear out. But she's still got one cupboard. She's got one cupboard, like a pantry in the garage that I refuse to go into because when I was 12, or no, yeah, when I was about 13, we found a mouse in there, and ever since then I can't go in that cupboard, and it's full of junk.
So, what's the oldest article you've got in your kitchen past it?
Do you know what? Mine's pretty. I've had a bit of a clear out recently, so mine's kind of all right. There won't be any.
What's the oldest thing you found?
It would have been like a, I think it was a tin of sweet corn that was about 3 years out of date or something.
3 years.
Yeah, so it's a, but 9.5 years is pretty...
Not even a Challenger at 3 years.
No, it comes nowhere near close to yours, David, and I realise I was embarrassed to say it. I was embarrassed. Right, hang on, I'm writing down here. David, 3.5 years, nine and a half years, 9.5 years cake mix. So if... And
I want to know if anyone can beat that.
Was your girlfriend disgusted by this? Excited? Aroused?
She couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's, But I think it's mums and blokes, I think, that do it more. Well, David, keep listening. We'll see if anybody can beat it.
Okay,
cheers,
I'll listen.
Cheers, boss. What's the oldest thing? We've got 35 minutes left of the show. So do go and have a little look in your cupboards. Do people still have pantries? My mum has a pantry, but we never use it. We never go in there. I told you, I can't go in there. It's just scary, man. Scary. What's the oldest thing in your cupboard? Have a quick look. 0845-6060-973. Keely!
Hello!
Hello, Keely.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm better than I was 2 hours ago.
Yeah, me too. I came home to find that the dogs had escaped and crapped all over the clothes on my bedroom floor,
all over the bed. Oh, no.
All over the floor in the corridor.
The dogs did a dirty protest.
Yeah, oh. I wasn't happy.
No, oh, man alive.
No, I can't go to bed even though I'm knackered until the sheets dry in the tumble dryer.
Oh, can you have them put down?
No, they're only 4.5 months old.
Well, it looks like they're not going to learn the lesson, are they?
Well, I think they're just a bit... I come home a bit late, and maybe they were... Sorry, me, they didn't like me coming home late.
No, hang on, no! You've got to show them who's the boss. It's you, the boss. You come home whenever you want, Keely.
Oh, but they're just pups, and they're really tiny as well, because they're chihuahuas.
Oh, do you know what? My girlfriend, who I'm madly in love with, but she couldn't say chihuahua. She didn't know what the dog... She was talking about... She was talking the other day, and I said, wait, so... What did you just say? She said, I saw these tiny little chihuahuas. I said, what's a chihuahua? It's like a cross between like a dog and a Nadia Sawala. It's chihuahuas. So we call them chihuahuas now.
Oh, well, you could call them wawas for sure.
Wow, and I'm not saying wawas.
I didn't call that anyway. I called that
shadow. Hang on, a chihuahua can't make that much mess though, can it?
No, just lots of very tiny messes.
Okay, little tiny poo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And peas.
Yeah.
And if you make the mistake, because they would... paper trained when I got them from the breeder.
Yeah.
If you leave any magazines or papers on the floor.
Oh, so they're trained to go on paper?
Be all on it.
They
trained to go on paper, but they did go on the pile of dirty clothes.
Okay.
The floor.
Oh, they thought that was paper, I would understand that.
And they jumped up on the bed, which I didn't even think they could do because it's quite high.
These chihuahuas can get anywhere.
Yeah, they really can. They can get under the bed as well, so I'm going to have to check to see if they got under.
Oh, man.
Did anything under there.
Why would anyone buy a chihuahua, though? They're such an unattractive dog.
Oh, no, my ones aren't. And I know everyone would say that, but they actually
But they're useless, really, aren't they?
No, they're really clever. They're really easy to train.
Yeah.
They already, like, know what stay, sit, wait.
What's that buzzing in the background?
Oh, that's the... I don't know why I started doing that. It's the tumble dryer.
Okay. Are you allowed to leave chihuahuas on their own for a day?
Yeah, they do. Me and Ian both work. So.
Ian, both of them? What?
No, me and Ian, my boyfriend, we both work.
So when my fat cat dies, and she will die, I'm trying to accept that. I'll be devastated. Seriously, when my cat dies, and it's going to happen, it's definitely going to happen, I need to, you know, become aware of that. The whole show for a month... without
it'll be about cats.
Oh, it's going to be about cats, but the whole show for a month, this will be the music for a month. There will be a month of mourning for Velvet, but she's still with us.
You know what you should do? She does...
Yeah.
Get, you know, like how footballers put black bands around when they're... get a black cat collar with a bell on it.
I'm not going to wear a cat collar.
Put it around your... No, around your arm.
Like, yeah, around my arm, there. That's what I'm going to do. That's a brilliant idea. That's a brilliant idea, and I'll just be... hang on. The
what is that?
That was the funeral march. Stuck. That's what happens when you get so sad. But when she dies, I want to get a small dog. But
pretend it's a cat.
What?
And pretend it's a cat.
Yeah, dress it up as a cat. No, just the next... I always wanted to get a dog anyway, and I was kind of tricked into getting a cat, and I'm glad I've got her because she's my favourite thing in the world. But I want to get a small dog next. But are you allowed to leave small dogs in the house on their own all day?
Yeah, but they've got... we've got two of them, so that they're keeping each other company, and they've got, a wooden playpen, which Ian didn't close properly and didn't close the kitchen door properly.
I'm not being funny, Kayleigh. This Ian sounds like a right Muppet. I would dump him.
Oh, no, we've been together, 7 years.
Yeah, it's a good time to break up, isn't it?
7 years.
Yeah, Kayleigh, you didn't call in to tell me about how you're unhappy with your boyfriend. What?
No, I am. I'm not unhappy with my boyfriend.
Okay, all right. You backtrack. Well, you know what you mean, though.
Showtime.
Oh, the William Shatner film.
Yes, it's really fun. Did you say you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it. I've ordered it off Blockbusters. They're going to... I'm going to get it, hopefully. Well, I should have got it last week, but then those lazy postmen went on strike. So hopefully I'll get it this week, or those lazy postmen will have half-inched it, which they might do.
But it is really funny.
Is it good? Because I remember I saw a trailer for it maybe about a year ago when I was in the States, and I thought, that looks brilliant. Also,
it must have been longer than a year ago, because I watched it.
Hang on. Chris, I've just put Louise through, when I was trying to scratch... Louise?
Hiya.
Sorry, I was trying to scratch the screen, because there was some dirt on it, and I put you through. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you back to Chris...
Okay.
And I've just cut off whoever was there.
Who?
Not you, Kayleigh, but whoever was below Kayleigh, I've just cut them off.
Ah.
Sorry.
What's in tog?
Anyway, so it's good, is it?
It is good. It's really... I didn't think it would be, but I've watched it just because I thought it would be a cheesy, but easy watch.
Yeah.
But the combination of Robert De Niro and Chris Tucker...
Oh, it's Chris Tucker, is it?
Yeah,
I thought it was Eddie Murphy.
Maybe it is Eddie Murphy.
I think it is Eddie Murphy.
All I can remember is that Robert De Niro doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And is quite grumpy through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the other one's really keen on it.
I tell you what I've got on DVD that I've never watched. It's a William Shatner film. I think it's called First... No. What? Oh, I can't remember the course, but he plays himself in it. And some obsessed Star Trek fans just like kidnap him or something, and he gives them advice on girls. You don't know what that film is, do you?
I'm a bit surprised that he's given advice on girls.
Well, this is the thing. If anyone knows what we're doing, talking a lot about films tonight. I do apologise. I know some people get very angry when we're on the radio and we talk about films and stuff, but it's kind of tough tonight.
Have you seen Run, Fat Boy, Run?
No, is that good?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, I've heard mixed things about that.
No, it's... Well, do you like Simon Pegg?
I do like Simon Pegg. I think he's very good.
Yeah, well, we watched that a few weeks ago, and we snuck the chihuahuas in as well.
No, into the pictures?
Yeah.
You can't take chihuahuas into the pictures.
We put them in a big holdall so no one would see them, and then once we got in there, they just sat on our lap and slept.
Really?
And nobody noticed them.
That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it was good. I felt like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble, but we didn't.
Kayleigh, listen, thank you for that.
Thank you.
There we go. Oh, bless you. Did she sneeze at the end there? What was that? Okay, well, this is all I want calls on for the last 30 minutes of the show. Where have you smuggled animals? That's brilliant. That's a genius topic. Where have you smuggled animals? Okay. Kayleigh, bizarrely, has smuggled chihuahuas. That's what I'm calling them now. into the pictures? Have you smuggled them into the pictures, into the doctors, on an airplane? Where have you smuggled animals? That's fantastic. Why would you want to take your dogs to the pictures, though? Where is the pleasure for either of you? Anyway, if you have ever smuggled animals anywhere, then give us a call. 0845 6060 973. We're still looking for your irrational fears, your weird turn-ons. How many times have you seen the postman? The phones have suddenly gone mental. I do pray that they're calls about smuggling animals into places. I really hope they are. More of your calls after the latest LBC News.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30. I'm Holly Holland-Simming. East Campbell has resigned as the leader of the Liberal Democrats, and his party insists he wasn't pushed. In his resignation letter, he says questions about leadership were getting in the way of the party making progress. He suffered from poor ratings in the opinion polls and criticism about his performance. Arrangements to elect his successor will be announced tomorrow. Home Affairs spokesman Nick Clegg is favourite to fill his shoes. Chris Huhne is also thought to be a possible contender. In other news, three men have been remanded in custody, charged over the murder of a man in Thamesmead. Mark Evans was discovered on Kale Road on Thursday night. He'd been stabbed. Two other men have been arrested in connection with a 44-year-old's death. One remains in custody and the other's been bailed. And first it was fashion, then it was reported she's going to do a parkie on us. Now Lily Allen is branching out even further. According to reports, the singer's looking into creating her very own record label. This all comes after the 22-year-old ditched her management after they failed to break her in the US. In London's travel news, in Staines, the A30 London Road is closed heading out of town between Town Lane and the Crooked Billet, where there's an accident. And on the tubes, there are severe delays on the Piccadilly line, and it's not running between Oakwood and Cockfosters. In London's weather, cloud thickening up tonight, and it'll bring patchy rain from the northwest by morning, lows of 12 degrees Celsius. You're with LBC, it's 9:31.
Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of InsideTrax customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from InsideTrax. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy-to-let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, Claire. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Can't believe I'm on the radio.
It's quite easy to do.
Well, as it would seem.
It seems so, yes.
Yeah, but I've kind of lost my thread a little bit because I've just been listening to the news and bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going to say that I've not seen one single ladybird all single year.
What?
And then tonight, just appeared on the wall, and my cat's going absolutely crazy over this ladybird.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? What does it look like? Is it red with black dots, or black with red dots, or orange?
It's just a normal red with black dots. But having said that, I did see one on my window ledge yesterday, which was the yellow with the red dots.
Yeah, they're the poison ones. They're the ones that can kill a child.
Well, I'm glad my cat can't get out the window.
No. Now, you've just seen the one, because it started off with me just seeing, like, one or two around the flat. And then I just thought, every day I was kind of finding a ladybird. And then today, there were hundreds of them.
Ah, it's a bit strange, isn't it?
It is strange, and it's not... it's horrible, really. I don't mind the odd one here or there, but hundreds of them is disgusting.
Well, yeah, as your caller previously suggested, I think you need to get a pest man in.
But do you know what? I feel a little bit, limp. Calling in a pest man just for ladybird. If it was, like, for mice or for bees or wasps or something, I would be fine. But for ladybirds...
So it's not very macho, is it?
No, it's not. No, I've got an infestation of ladybirds.
Ladybirds.
It's...
Well, what can I say? But, I mean...
What can you say?
Well, I don't know.
No,
I don't
exactly.
know. If there's more than one, then I'd have seriously sort of... cause for concern, really.
Well, Claire, let me... I bet you find more of them. If you do spot more, will you give me a call?
Of course.
Keep me updated. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 0845-6060-973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Oh, I've got to go back to... Who knows what's going to happen when I go back and see... There might be more ladybirds. We just kept watching them appear. We got rid of them and then watched them appear. And it's like, flip their neck. Roger is in Streatham. Hello, Roger.
Hello, Ian.
Oh, with that, yes. Now, we're asking, what's the oldest thing in your cupboard?
Well, I don't know if it counts, because it's not my cupboard, but okay. My mother's cupboard.
Of course it's your mum's cupboard. It always is.
And it's a tin of asparagus that was purchased in 1967.
Fantastic. Tinned asparagus, which I didn't know you could get.
Tinned asparagus. 19... I don't know if you can still get it, but...
I've never heard... Why would you put asparagus in a tin?
I don't know. I don't know. Perhaps they did back in the 60s.
Yeah.
But, my dad invited my mum round for dinner.
Yeah.
For a first date. And apparently, asparagus is an aphrodisiac.
Oh, yeah. Makes your wee smell funny as well.
Does it?
Yeah.
I didn't. And green, is it?
Yeah, it doesn't make it go green, but it does make it smell. It smells of Cocoa Pops.
Does it?
Well,
you're kidding. I'm going to try that when I get home.
Yeah, but they're not Cocoa Pops. Sugar Puffs it smells of, yeah.
Sugar Puffs.
Yeah.
I'll test that one out. But she took it round to his house for the first date, and
wow.
He chucked it in his cupboard. And
hey, man, those 60s were crazy, weren't they?
I know.
Wow. So they didn't settle down to listen to Sergeant Pepper's. She brought him some asparagus in a tin. And they've still got it.
And they've still got it,
that's
yeah.
Got to be, I'm going to say something that I was going to say, but may sound stupid. That's got to be worth a few quid, isn't it? Hasn't it?
I don't know. The label's slightly discoloured, and the tin's gone a kind of, not rusty, but it's decoloured as well, the metal.
I would put that on eBay.
You reckon?
I reckon you get 30 quid for that.
I reckon they'd probably keep it for sentimental reasons.
Oh, yeah, that loves that. How long... But is it true, someone told me, that food in tins lasts forever?
I don't know if I'd go and eat it.
Oh. Okay. So you're not going to do the taste test for us?
No, I wouldn't. I think it'd probably more than make your pee...
Okay, so you're saying asparagus from 1967.
Yeah.
We're going to be hard-pushed to beat that, Roger, but we'll see what we do. Thank you for that.
There you go. No problem. Catch you later.
Cheers, boss. We were asking, after David, who had a 9.5-year-old cake mix, what's the oldest thing you've got in your cupboard? Asparagus there, 1967. Barry, what's the oldest thing you've got in your house?
My Margaret...
Good lad, thank you, sir. I'll set him up, you knock him down.
Yeah, there's you cross them, I'm nodding in. I'm looking in the cupboard now.
Yes.
And there's some kidney beans, if you don't mind.
Oh, very continental.
What's that there? My nuts are on there. But, no, I wasn't phoning about. I'll shut that.
How many times... Were you calling about how many times you've seen the postman?
No, I didn't know that. I was phoning about the proliferation.
Where have you smuggled your pets? Was that the one?
Not that one.
No, were you phoning about any decent films? We're compiling a list of decent films that have got Christian Slater in. We've got one so far.
Was it the one they'd done with Barry Court?
It wasn't that one. I didn't think... I'll be honest, I thought that was rubbish.
Well,
Barry Court's only in it for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, and he's passed his best.
Yeah, he looked like he couldn't remember the words or where he was.
Of course he could. Well, they were silly to put words in it, really.
But are you calling about your irrational turn-ons or your irrational fears?
No, I'm just let me tinkle out. Out you go, boy, no.
This is done.
I was phoning about...
Yes.
And I've nearly lost my thread, but okay. I was phoning
focus.
About... The proliferation of strange insects due to global warming.
Okay, don't talk about your wife's Charlie, because we did that about 2 years ago.
I won't be doing that.
No.
In the Watford Observer, not longer, this is no word of a lie, there was a story about a half spider, half wasp, if you don't mind.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was, a blooming half spider.
A sposp?
Yes.
A wider?
A sposp. A sposter. A sposter.
Which half was which?
Well, it was a flying spider with a sting and stripes. I mean, the combination... I mean, imagine if you had a half cockroach and half daddy long legs. Have a daddy cock legs. long legs. But the two gangsters of the insect world uniting, the spider and the wasp, well, that keeps me awake at night. And if a daddy long cock legs come in the room, that... that would be disgusting.
Well, thanks for calling, Barry.
Oh! No, he didn't go for...
What was that noise in the end? What was that? Louise is in Chingford.
Hello.
Hello, Louise.
I'm calling about some Angel Delight, but it's not as good as Asparagus, unfortunately.
Oh, it's 1967. That's... hang on, I'm doing the maths. 40 years.
Yeah, it's pretty good, mate. Mind you, that's older than me, so...
Okay, yeah.
I don't have anything that old in my cupboard.
Angel Delight. I have... Do you know what? I haven't had Angel Delight for a long... That stuff is really easy to make as well, isn't it? You mix it up,
it is.
Put it in the fridge, and it sets.
Yep, that's the stuff.
I'm getting some this weekend. I'm going to have an Angel Delight party. You're going... How old is your Angel Delight?
It's February 94, best before.
Oh, 94. Hang on, so what's that? That's 13 and a half years?
Yep.
I'm doing good maths here.
It costs 47p.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. Those were the days. Hang on, so I'm just writing this down. Louise, 13 and a half, Angel Delight. Why? Can I ask why?
Why? It actually belongs to my other half, and he will not let me throw it out. The amount of times I've been through the cupboard and said, right, that's going, he's like, nope, you are not allowed to throw that away.
Why not?
I think his mum bought it as a moving-in present or something, and he won't use it.
What a weirdo. the thing I'm finding out from this show this evening, Louise, is that blokes are weird.
They're wussies as well, I'm afraid.
Really?
Yeah.
Would he have been able to handle 100 ladybirds like I did?
Probably not. He doesn't like insects at all. In fact, the other morning, he woke me up out of the deepest sleep ever. You know when you open your eyes, you just can't see anything?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, come quick. What? There's a huge spider in the bath.
I'm on his side with the spiders, I'll be honest.
Really?
Although if it's in a bath, you can just wash it down the plug hole.
No, it wouldn't have gone down the plug hole.
Was that big?
It was enormous.
No!
It was huge. It must have been 2 inches across with its legs.
But they shrink, though. When you get them wet, they crawl up into a tiny ball.
Yeah, his body wouldn't have gone down the little holes in the plug
hole. Oh, God, no, don't. I'm going to have to cut you off, Louise, because that's disgusting.
I picked it up and threw it out.
Oh, go away! No! Who else has got shivers down their spine? That is not good. That is not good. I'm sorry, she sounded like a nice lady. I didn't want to cut her off, but she also sounds like a disgusting pervert. David.
Good evening.
Good evening, David.
How are you, mate? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you very much, yes.
Was that guy serious? The guy with the daddy cock legs and all that?
Was what?
Was he serious?
Yeah, Barry from Watford, always serious, yes.
Okay. Christian Slater.
Yes.
What film is it that you guys have got down as a good Christian Slater film?
In the Name of the Rose.
Oh, I've got one for you. True Romance.
No, it's rubbish. It's rubbish. Overrated nonsense.
Okay. Are you sure?
I saw it at the time. I thought, this is guff.
You're kidding. Christopher Walken, Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette. We've already established, you and I, that Patricia Arquette's teeth are quite sexy.
Oh, she's a very sexy. Well, maybe I need to watch it again then, because I saw it when I was at college. I remember I watched it after Reservoir Dogs and thought, well, this is rubbish.
No, it's a really good film. Dennis Hopper.
Okay, well, I next time it's on Sky. Oh, I tell you what's on Sky. There was someone last week was telling me about a film called The Castle, an Australian film. It's supposed to be very, very funny.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, well, I tried to get it at Blockbuster. They didn't have it. They said, oh, no, we don't have it. And online, they didn't have it. And I was just flicking through Sky last night. They were showing it last night, so I've Sky Plus'd it.
It's worth watching. Absolute classic film.
Yeah, apparently it's brilliant.
Yeah, it gets funnier the more times you watch it, though. The first time... Actually, you're a little bit alternative with your humour. You'll probably get it first time, but a lot of people miss it.
Okay.
And then watch it sort of the second and third time and find it hilarious. But that is a... Yeah, that's a cracking film.
I shall watch it this way. Anyway, David, what can I do for you?
Oh, Your missus can't pronounce Chihuahua.
Yeah, Chihuahua.
Is it that she can't say Chihuahua?
No, she can say it now that I've taught her, but she was unaware that the word was Chihuahua. She thought the dogs were called Chihuahuas.
Okay, because my missus cannot say for the life of her...
She can't say what? Your phone dropped out then.
Schnitzel.
Schnitzel?
Yeah, she cannot say it.
Does she say what I think she says?
What do you think she said?
I can't say it on the radio.
No.
She doesn't. So she doesn't miss out the end, then?
No, she says schnitschnull.
Schnitschnull?
Yeah, she cannot. That's the only way it comes out. Doesn't matter how many times. And I'm like, okay, say schnit, schnit, soul. Now,
the old Sesame Street technique, yes.
Schnitschnull.
I don't think there's a word in the world that I can't pronounce properly.
Really? It might be something to throw out to your listeners, because I'm sure there are some people out there who, unless it's just my missus, and then, that would be a problem.
David, listen, thank you for that. We'll see what they say.
Thanks, mate.
No! Oh! 0845-6060-93. I don't quite know what he wants me to throw out to the listeners, but what, can you not say schnitzel? Phone up if you can't say schnitzel. Yes, OK, more of your calls after this. The travel news now with Karen.
In Staines, the A30 London Road is still closed as you head out of town between Town Lane and the Crooked Billet roundabout, where there's an accident involving a motorbike. It's right outside the Ashford Hospital. In Chelsea, King's Road is closed in both directions at Edith Grove, where there's a gas leak, and the A5 that's closed through Maidervale in both directions between the Marylebone flyover and Hall Road. There was a burst water main there on Friday, and it has really badly damaged the road surface. The North Circular has a lane shut for resurfacing works eastbound at Bounds Green Road. And I just want to remind you that there will be quite a few works starting up on the motorways tonight, most of them starting at 10 o'clock. You can check them out on the travel pages of our website, lbc.co.uk. For the tubes, the Piccadilly line is suspended between Oakwood and Cockfosters. It's because of an incident, and there are severe delays on the rest of the line after emergency engineering works at King's Cross. LBC 97.3 Travel, more throughout the evening.
Do you need more time with Nick?
To come back to the story that's on so many of your front pages.
Or do you want to catch up with Clive?
It's a bizarre story, but apparently it's true.
LBC Plus lets you listen again to a whole world of LBC programmes with no interruptions.
Not secular, though, not.
No interruptions. You can listen on your computer or transfer to your iPod or MP3 player to listen on the move.
There's a whole archive of LBC programmes for you to choose from.
Or you can catch some special features you just won't hear on the radio.
You can join from just £2 a month by going to lbc.co.uk and clicking on LBC Plus.
LBC Plus. Just click and listen. If you're travelling abroad and you're about to get some no-frills travel insurance, are you sure it gives you all the cover you need?
Will your insurance cover any unexpected medical bills whilst you're away?
Or will you be one of the one in four who doesn't even buy it? LBC 97.3 and Confused.com have got together to bring you a series of essential podcast guides.
One for home insurance,
one for car insurance,
and the essential guide to travel insurance,
which you can find online now at lbc.co.uk. It's called The Essential Guide to Travel Insurance because it is exactly that. Confused.com have compiled a list of their top tips that can help you save money when buying travel insurance.
When it comes to travel insurance, this month's podcast has all you need to know.
To download it, log on to lbc.co.uk. The Essential Guide to Travel Insurance, brought to you by Confused.com, the online comparison site,
with LBC 97.3. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Okie dokie. I've got this damn frog in my throat. I do apologise. Last 15 minutes of the show, 0845-6060-973. Clive Bull is on at 10 o'clock. Jackie's in Brighton.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi. I've got a story about a 22-year-old box of Paxo.
Oh, sweet. It even has its own story.
Well, it's travelled, you see. It's a reject from an old Christmas hamper that my mum had when I was a kid. And we lived in Essex at the time.
Yeah.
So as a laugh, I put it in the boxes, packed up and moved to London.
Yeah.
And it went with her to London. Now, she recently moved to France and she packed a few boxes to leave at my house in Brighton.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I opened the box this weekend, and in the top of it was this box of Paxo.
Well done, well done.
So it's well travelled.
Well, you've got to make it go to France somehow, haven't you?
I will try. I'm sure I can sneak it in the copper somewhere.
Sneak it into France, Jackie. That's good. It's got to go continental now.
Yeah, hopefully.
Jackie, listen, thank you for that.
That's okay.
Cheers, there we go. Dave.
Yes, hello again. I wonder if you'll allow this one.
Okay.
I had to clear out my late grandmother's house the other day.
Yes.
And there was a tin of dried egg from World War II.
OK. Come on, now, come on. It doesn't get any better than that. Chris, the film was Showcase. Why are you asking?
Someone was asking about
it. Okay. I'm talking to Dave about some 60-year-old powdered egg. I don't even know what powdered egg is. I've heard of it. What is it actually egg, or is it just like an egg substitute?
I don't know what it was. I think it was an egg substitute, which they couldn't get eggs, fresh eggs, in the Second World War.
Oh, of course.
And this was... We opened the tin because she was a bit of a hoarder, and she squirreled away things in various places, yeah. And it stank to high
heaven. Oh, I bet it did. So powdered egg that's about, we'd say, about 62 years old.
Yes.
Fantastic. Hey, hang on, sorry. I've got this frog in my throat. Obviously never a joyous experience clearing out an old lady's house, but isn't it a glimpse into the past?
Oh, we had a fantastic time there. It was going back into history.
It really is. It is, because, you know, these old ladies, it is like looking through history with all this old stuff that gets squirreled away.
Well, she was 97 when she died, so she had a good life.
She had a good one. Well, Dave, listen, thank you very much for sharing that.
Okay, then.
Cheers, boss. 62-year-old powdered egg. So far, we've got David's 9.5-year cake mix. Sounds a little bit rubbish now compared to 13.5-year-old Angel Delight, 40-year-old asparagus and 62-year-old powdered egg. And relax. Rob is in the Cranbrook. Hello, Rob.
Hi, how you doing, dude?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you very much.
Cool. I was just going to grab you on a quick couple of points. First of all, I can knock the socks off most people's food products.
Well, can you beat the 62-year-old powdered egg?
Yes, I was literally channel hopping this morning at home, and I turned onto the Antiques Roadshow or something.
Yeah.
And they actually had a tin there that contained veal and vegetables in its heyday.
Oh, nice.
But it had gone to the Arctic and back, predating Scott.
Well, when was Scott? Was Scott like early 1900s?
He was 1900s. I think they were looking around 1860 to 1880.
But it's not in your house, Rob.
No.
How much did it's in
the banqueting house?
How much did they say it was worth?
He reckoned, as just a general tin, probably because of its general history and it's an original and all this sort of stuff, about £500. But with its history, they reckon it could be umpteen thousand to a collector.
So do you think that the tinned asparagus that's 40 years old, that could be worth like 50 quid?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
There we go, you see.
Limited edition stuff, I mean,
we're onto something here. We're certainly onto something.
The second quick point was the postman. I can actually outdate him. I've seen it six times.
Oh, we got it! We got it, Rob, at last. You snuck in at the last minute. If anyone could beat that, why the hell have you watched it six times?
I love it. I think it's a brilliant film. I'm also quite a fan of Costner, I must admit, with Bodyguard and Dances with Wolves and all that sort of stuff.
The girls' films he made?
Yeah, the chick flicks, yes. My Good Lady and I've canoodled quite often.
Oh, do you cry? I've not seen The Bodyguard, but I bet there's a bit in there where you cry.
I think, to be honest, it's a bit right at the end, where she's sort of saying goodbye and all this sort of stuff, and yes, the other half starts off going, and it moves you.
Do you openly cry when you're watching that in front of her, or do you what I do, where you just, you check she can't see you, and just the other hand isn't around her, just rubs your eye, just got saying, no, I love you, yes. Do you do that?
I've got to be honest and say, with The Bodyguard, not really, but you I did it. With Ghost.
Oh, you big girl! I do not. When I saw Ghost when it came out, and I probably cried because I'm a sensitive. I cried at the Sesame Street movie. That's a fact. That is a fact. I wept like a baby watching
quick,
that.
Quick story for you.
Yeah, go on.
I'm a great lover of war films. I've got a big collection, over 300 films sitting indoors.
Wow.
I've got The Cruel Sea with Jack Hawkins. Yeah. And my little boy had somehow got to the video player, and I'd probably been watching it the night before and left it in the video player.
Always careful of that. You never know.
He's on the bridge of his ship, etc., and he's going, like, crank it on, number one, we've got a U-boat on the surface just ahead. Yeah. The next thing you hear is, can you find my bird seed?
He taped over it!
Yeah.
I hope you locked him in his room for a month.
Well, I think the best one was with his OXO cubes and comfort fabric softener poured into the top of the video player.
Oh, no.
That was great, considering it was a rental.
Oh, no, well, that's why you should never have kids. Rob, listen, thank you for that.
Anytime, dude.
Cheers, boss, there we go. Alan!
Ian.
Hello, Alan.
Yeah, you know, you were saying that you like to wash spiders down your sink or your bath.
Yes,
I... They shrink.
Yeah.
Do you know why they shrink?
No.
It's a defence mechanism. They trap oxygen and air on their little fibres on their legs.
Right.
So when you flush them down and they go underwater, the oxygen bubbles make them surface.
Right.
So they're coming back, They're crawling back up your plug and out.
No, but no. But they if you have hot water, that will burn them to death.
Oh, that's being really cruel.
No, it don't matter. If you have hot water,
you might as well smack it with a paper.
I'm not touching it. If it's on the wall, I'll hit it with a big book. But it's got to be like a really big book.
You're supposed to put it in a glass and throw it out.
No, you are not. It's disgusting.
That's why you've got dodgy ladybirds, because the spiders you're killing are not catching the ladybirds in their web.
I haven't killed a spider for ages.
Well,
I'm a reformed
character. You've exterminated them all.
Right, Alan, thank you for that. Making me feel guilty, for goodness sakes. Right. last few minutes of the show. Chris, do we need anyone else to call in? Have you got enough to get through, or should I give the phone number out?
We got enough.
Okay, well, in that case, I won't give the phone number out. Let's hit those ads 8 seconds early, and then let's rattle through them.
Fly direct to New York with British Airways Club World, departing London Heathrow, arriving at JFK via Rheims, Camembert, Dijon, the Loire, Châteauneuf-du-Pape, before heading east to Parma, 700 miles west to Serrano and Manchego, topping up at Porto, then hopping across the Atlantic to Mississippi. Start your holiday early and in style with fine food and drink from around the world. Fly British Airways Club World and you'll also experience our relaxing lounge and a flat bed, all before you arrive at your destination. For great offers like New York from £1,199 return, book by the 27th of November at ba.com. Travel from December. Conditions apply.
London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Bull after the news at 10.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for my tea. Lee!
Hello.
What's the oldest thing you've got in your house?
Well, it's not as old as the other stuff, but it is something that probably nobody else has got.
Go on.
Opal fruits.
Oh, made to make your mouth water.
Yeah.
What are they called now? They're called something rubbish, aren't they?
Starburst.
How old are your opal fruits?
Well, the sell-by date's 1998, so...
Lee, I've got to ask you, why? Why have you got them?
Well, when I used to live at home, you know when you get, like, selection boxes and that?
Oh, yeah.
Parents and that? Well, yeah. You just stick them in a bag and stuff them in your cupboard and don't eat them.
Yeah.
And then I decided to get rid of the cupboard one day, and they was in the bottom, and because they changed over to Starburst, yeah. Well, I might as well keep hold of them.
Lee, go and eat one.
Get off.
Yeah, eat one. Well, what's the worst that could happen? But yeah, it make you violently ill.
It'll break me teeth. They're like rock.
Oh.
They're like rock.
Lee, you sound like a coward. Cheers.
I'm scared of ladybirds.
Oh, well, all right. Don't take the mick, mate. What's going on? Don't take the mick. Yes, Jeff?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I want to talk about the Christian Slater film.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in Robin Hood.
Right, which is rubbish.
Rubbish.
Yeah, it's a rubbish film.
That was good. The theme song was number one for about 8 weeks, isn't it?
Brian Adams?
Brian Adams, yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's a good film, and if anything, that makes it worse.
No, but you've got four stars in there. You've got Morgan Freeman in there as well.
Right, so who are the four stars?
What was that?
Who are the four stars in there?
I can't remember, but there's, I think Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons.
And Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And Kristen Slater.
Yeah.
Kevin Freeman.
Okay. Okay. All right. But it doesn't mean, just because it's got stars in, it's got Mike McShane as well, doesn't mean it's any good, does it?
Well, it's quite good. I mean, it's a tearjerker, isn't it? I mean...
It's a what?
It's a tearjerker film.
Okay. Well, Jeff...
All right. Nice one. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. It was awkward, but I think we got there in the end. So... Wow, what a show. If you missed it, it sounded like this. What do you want to say about ladybirds?
My mum's scared of them. I did get rid of them, but I'm afraid I had to hoover them up.
My favourite caller of the moment is Elizabeth. The noise a cat makes in Japan, is it something like this?
Nyah, nyah, nyah. I've been listening to too much Nick Ferrari.
Birds go...
Chum, 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 chum. I could be like Resident Chav.
Have you got the hots for me? Do you want me?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I think it's mental.
Okay, I've embarrassed myself then. But do bees go like this?
Boof, boof. I want to know where you bought your sofa.
I got it from Sofa Land.
Only I can't get one without arms.
Am I allowed to watch Dragon's Den on the telly?
No.
I won't have the sound up.
No.
Just the picture?
No.
Okay, that's out of order. We all know a cockerel in Japan goes...
Kokekoko.
Who's got fleas?
I couldn't get through.
Who's got fleas?
But you young tonight...
Who's got fleas?
Ladybird.
Who's got fleas?
Fantastic stuff.
Who's got fleas? Is it James O'Brien? We were asking, after David, who had a 9.5-year-old cake mix, what's the oldest thing you've got in your cupboard?
It's a tin of asparagus that was purchased in 1967.
Barry, what's the oldest thing you've got in your house?
My Margaret.
I think I'm going to get a nightmare now.
That sounds like a show to me, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, James, thank you very much. Agent Chris, thank you very much indeed. I shall be back tomorrow at 7. Clive Bull is up next. If you want to speak to Clive Bull, the phone number, 0845 6060 973. Back tomorrow at 7. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, Sir Ming steps down as leader of the Lib Dems. Three men appear in court over a knife attack in Thamesmead. And Sir Paul McCartney speaks out over his painful divorce. It's 10 o'clock, I'm Holly Holland.